Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
This is one of those times in the Texas League season, the minor league baseball season, where all of a sudden you say, oh my, the calendar all of a sudden has turned to July. Now, of course, we started in April, you go into May and June, and that sounds kind of almost springtime-ish. All of a sudden, and we've been dealing, of course, with triple-digit temperatures and bright sunshine, and it is summertime to be sure, and it is also now July in this Texas League baseball season. The month of June ended with a bit of a thud for the Rockhounds, a 10-1 defeat at the hands of the San Antonio Missions. So Missions take 4 out of 6 from the Rockhounds in the series that opens the second half of the season. So the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles as well, by the way, come in to this game 2-4. Sod Poodles dropping 4 out of 6 against the Tulsa Drillers. So in the second half, it is San Antonio and Frisco at 4-2, and the other three teams, including these two, are 2-4 in the South Division to start this series. And an interesting week. It'll be 3 games here in Amarillo, and then the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles will meet for 3 days at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The only week such as this is the only Monday game on the Texas League schedule, and it's simply to divide up and make sure that all the teams have a chance to have an independent celebration, be it right on the 4th or maybe a day or two ahead. Hounds have really had good fortune with that. We've had a couple of good stretches of not on the 4th of July, but around it, and multiple fireworks nights. And that'll be the case this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our independent celebration at Rocky Town with fireworks each of those nights. So it's Independence Day. It's Independence Day weekend, and we'll have 3 days of fireworks for you. Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles meeting for the third time on the year. Rockhounds have taken 4 out of 6 in each of the first two series. This one, again, will be a short 3-gamer. And, kind of odd, this is only what? It'll be July 1, 2, and 3. The Rockhounds have come to Hodgetown once on this season. This is the second and final visit, and it's a short one, so just 9 games in this ballpark this year. He paused for effect there as if to say, and that is absolutely A-OK. Teams will meet, as we mentioned, 4th, 5th, and 6th of July at Rocky Town, and then one more time before the season is over. Mound matchup, Jack Perkins warming up right down below us on the right field side. Jack Perkins for the Rockhounds. His season has been interrupted by injury, but a very talented right-hander, so he's looking for a strong way to finish this season, the last couple of months, 2.5 months of this year, after spending a lot of time on the sideline due to injury. But Jack will make the start, for the Rockhounds this evening, and he'll go against Spencer Giesting. Giesting absolutely dominating in the Northwest League, pitching for the Hillsboro Hops. He went 5-3, but beyond that in 10 starts, a 1.5 ERA, 39 hits in 60 innings, opposition hitting just 180 against him, and he has a 5-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. So Spencer Giesting will get the start. It's his third start for the Sod Poodles since coming up from the advanced A level in the Northwest League. Bright sun shining, as you can well guess, on this first evening of July. A little bit of breeze, and that is par for the course here in Amarillo. We'll check the conditions a little more closely just before the first pitch of this ball game. But with the Sod Poodles out on the diamond, we'll take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner. Thank you. Bearhounds and Sod Poodles renewing their rivalry this evening. Mentioned a little bit of breeze. No sooner, honest to goodness, no sooner had I said a little bit of breeze than the wind picked up, and I mean picked up rather substantially. So we've got breeze blowing, and it is right to left outward, and the flags are absolutely tugging at the riggings. This ballpark is very, very hitter-friendly to begin with, power hitter-friendly. Just over and above. So we'll see. Mother Nature apparently not liking the pitchers very much, at least not so far this evening. So we'll see what that will bring. First evening of July, this Independence Week. Kick back, relax, my friends. How about we take you out to the ballgame from Amarillo and Hodgetown. Sod Poodles and the Rockhounds. First pitch of the ballgame right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And just checking the up-to-the-minute weather, my goodness, this ballpark, remember, very hitter-friendly to begin with, the very small confines here. 22 miles an hour of wind, and it's blowing toward the left field corner. I think maybe we should have brought in some supplies before we start this ball game. We may be here a while, and I say that. Of course, it'll be a 2-1 game. That would be rather doubtful. So it is the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles now, and they're going to give you the Rockhounds order. You're going to hear a new name, and that is Henry Bolte. And he is an exciting, and I mean really exciting, prospect outfielder coming up from Lansing. That move made just today. Jason Rosario will lead it off. Spencer Giesting to face him. Giesting, left-hander, has the baseball in hand. The motion and the first pitch of our ballgame and of this series is sent up and over the roof on the left side of the ballpark out of play. And it's 0-1 to Jason Rosario, the designated hitter in the leadoff spot. Had a good series in San Antonio, probably the best of, close to the best other than Junior Perez, who went crazy. Pitch misses inside, perhaps for ball one. One ball, one strike. Now Jason Rosario, the batter. Giesting looks in, has his sign. The twist of the 1-1 pitch from the left-hander. Bouncing ball, that's got a chance. That is up the middle, of base hit. Boy, Jason Rosario. And he has been really good on the road. He's the Rockhounds' leading hitter away from home. He is hitting .301. He's the only .300 hitter away from home for the Hounds, and he starts this ball game with a base hit up the middle. So Rosario is on base. That'll bring up Jack Winkler. Jack at second base in this game. Right-handed hitter, .243. Home plate in shadows. The pitching is pitcher's mound in bright sunlight. The third baseline is in shadows all the way down to the plate and back. Called strike to Jack. 0-1 the count. Mentioned Henry Bolte. He is on deck. Right-handed hitting right fielder, Henry Bolte, batting third. Pretty good lead for Rosario, not going. Pitch from Giesting and is up a little bit. Might have been outside. One ball, one strike. Again, our angle is from up the first base side. So, Jack, a right-handed hitter. We can see up and down really well. Inside and outside, a little bit tougher, much tougher, in fact, from here. But this, after all, is Hodgetown. Pitch. We get there. Strike called just on the outside corner. Looked like 1-2. Daniel Susak will bat cleanup. He's the catcher. Daniel behind the plate. Susak catching. Brendan Malone batting fifth at first base. Malone moves to the five spot with Henry Bolte in the three hole. Swing and a fly ball. Left field. Slicing toward the line. Long run. Christian Robinson and a diving catch. Throws behind the runner at first base and they got him. 9-3 double play on a brilliant catch near the right field line by Christian Anderson. Christian Robinson, terrific running catch. The wind might have knocked that ball down a little bit as well, and Robinson moving right toward you and me and toward the line, diving catch, and had the runner Jason Rosario off the base easily. So a 9-3 double play starts this game for the Sod Poodles defensively. Boy, terrific catch. We had a really good look at that again with our unusual position here. The broadcast location could see that ball just into the glove. Now Henry Bolte takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Henry Bolte, young player. He is only 20 years of age. Playing in his second full season, played only briefly after being drafted out of high school, called strike, and it's 1-1. Right-handed hitter with remarkable raw power and what MLB.com describes as elite speed. And again, just 20 years of old, years of age. The pitch, and that is up and away for a ball, 2-1. So Henry just joining the club today, up from the Lansing Lugnuts. Good power numbers, hit for a good average despite a high strikeout number. Hit 274. Swing and a foul tip, and the count is 2-2. Rest of the order, Jordan Groshans at third base batting sixth. Jordan is at third. Jeremy Eierman batting seventh at shortstop. Jeremy Eierman the shortstop. Denzel Clark batting eighth, playing the eighth spot. Denzel in center field. And Caden Trinkle batting ninth in left. Caden Trinkle, the left fielder, rounds out the order. Stretch from Giesting. And the pitch to Bolt went just down and away. It looked like three balls, two strikes. It looked to be a little bit down, not by much. Nobody on, two men down on the 9-3 double play. And it was a nice catch by Robinson. Here's the stretch and pitch, and Henry takes up high for ball four. So welcome to Double-A baseball, Henry Bolt. By the way, the last name is B-O-L-T-E, and the E is not silent. So Henry Bolte on base, guy who has really good speed. We'll see if Gregorio Petito turn him loose here. Left-hander on the mound. Spencer Giesting now will face Daniel Susak. Really his average down today, and then I just paused for a moment to think about it. 274. Runners going in the very first pitch. It's taken up and away. Here's the throw. No, wait, no, how? Stolen base. Ball gets into center field. High throw. Bolte to third base. Wow, welcome to Double-A baseball indeed. Henry Bolte. My goodness, what a jump he got. Throwing error compounds it. There are two down in the inning. And a count of 1-0 to Daniel Susak, so a walk and a steal. Daniel Susak stands in, stretch and pitch from Giesting, and that is a strike, and the count goes 1-1. Just finish the thought on Daniel Susak. 274 on this first day of July. When he stepped to the plate on April 26th, he was hitting 129. Folks, that's a 150-point change. A swing and a miss. I'm jinxing him there. 1-2. Giesting with a mix of six pitches, I am told. University of North Carolina, Charlotte. He's his baseball alma mater. Here's the pitch to Susak, and that is up high, and the count is 2-2. So the Hounds, two base runners against the left-hander. Boy, in the play now by Robinson, all the bigger in the 9-3 double play. 2-2 to Daniel Susak. Long set by Giesting. Pitch to Daniel, swung on, ball lifted high in the air to left field. Not coming back. Welcome to Hodgetown. Way, way, way gone. Daniel Susak. Fourth home run of the season. And again, the baseball folks, he's going to fly out of here tonight. Now that ball was well hit. It would be almost impossible to say whether or not it would have been a home run on a calm evening. I would think so here. That was really slammed. 19th and 20th RBIs for Daniel Susak, and the Rockhounds on top 2-0. And Susak continues to swing the bat extremely well. Has hits now in 10 of his last 11 games, hitting better than .375 in that stretch, and my goodness, did that ball get out of here. Pitch called strike to Brennan Malone. It's 0-1. The wind has actually shifted slightly. It is blowing almost directly out to left field. So, again, have to be honest, that ball was certainly aided by the wind. It was also really well hit. Pitch misses outside for ball one. One ball, one strike to Brennan Malone. Well, in that combination right there, we've been talking about Daniel Susak. He's going to be, again, one of the guys to really keep an eye on in half number two. Pitch high to Brennan for ball two. It's the same certainly for everybody. It's about development. We know that. But Daniel Susak has been picking up steam really since the end of April. And now you add Henry Bolte to the lineup. And Gregorio Petit managed him a year ago in Stockton, talking about Henry Bolte, and he is really excited to have this kid here. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Robinson is there, and he will glove it for the out. Now, Robinson's terrific diving catch turned into a double play, and boy, that actually, in retrospect, saves a run, if not two, as that ball almost dropped. But Robinson made the excellent play on it. One inning in the books, a half inning anyway, to the bottom of the first we go. And on the Daniel Susak home run, Rockhounds 2. And against right-hander Jack Perkins, the Amarillo Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
If there were such a thing, I'd love to know what Las Vegas would think on the over-under for this game on a game at Hodgetown with the wind blowing almost straight out to left field at 22-plus. At the bottom of the first inning we go, and Giancarlo Cintron back with the Sod Poodle since last we saw this club, takes a called strike. Played for Amarillo a year ago. Cintron, right-handed hitting shortstop, and he leads it off against Jack Perkins. Caleb Roberts batting second, and he is playing the two position. Roberts is the catcher. Tim Tawa batting third in center field. Tawa is in center. Perkins with a pitch. That ball swung on, and then is hit to shortstop. Jeremy Ironman unloads in a hurry and gets him. Ground ball to shortstop, handled by Jeremy. One man down here in the bottom half of the first inning. Matt Beattie will bat number four. He's an interesting guy. He's 31 years of age. We saw him come up with Tulsa on his way to the big leagues with the Dodgers. Matt just signed at the end of May with the Diamondbacks. He's the first baseman batting cleanup, Matt Beattie. He's delivering this ball, is swung and hit out towards shortstop again near the bag. Jeremy Ironman again, and Caleb Roberts bounces out to Jeremy Ironman. So two up, two down. The shortstop is busy. And that's one very capable shortstop, and there are two men down for Tim Tawa. Ivan Melendez batting fifth, playing the five spot. Ivan Melendez is the third baseman. Former OC Wrangler and UT Longhorn. A.J. Vukovic in left field batting sixth. Vukovic is in left. Kevin Graham, the designated hitter, batting seventh. Kevin Graham, the DH. Christian Robinson, he of the great glove work in the first inning, batting eighth in right field. Robinson in right. Pitch from Perkins called strike to Tawa, 0-1 to Tim. And Jesus Valdez rounds it out, the second baseman. Valdez at second. Nobody on, two men down. Perkins with a stretch. Jack with a pitch. Check swing, but it's a called strike to Tawa, 0-2. Shadow very quickly lengthening out and all the way to the base of the mound. Shadow lengthening out from behind the third base side. So home plate, up past third base, and into shallow left field, a long rectangular block of shadow. Stretch and pitch by Perkins, and a swing and a miss, and hello, how are you? Three up, three down, two ground ball outs, and a strikeout for Jack Perkins. Boy, that looks like the Jack Perkins we saw a year ago, so the Hounds get the two-run home run from Daniel Susat and have the lead in this ball game. After one in Amarillo, Rock Hounds two, and the Sod Poodles nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We have played one inning of baseball in the panhandle, so let's officially welcome you aboard and get things rolling. Just as I say that, by the way, now you know at this ballpark, if you're a broadcaster, it'll drive you out of your mind. But Ruckus just came by. I like Ruckus. Ruckus is the Sod Poodles mascot. Still don't like the name, never will like the name Sod Poodles, but Ruckus, man. Just great. Absolutely great. Said this before, too. In the first year, I don't know who the person was in the outfit, but didn't do much. I didn't think really did the outfit justice. But ever since, whoever they've had in that suit's been really good. So, and they do a great job. And seriously, they do a great job marketing with him here in Amarillo, home of the Sod Poodles. This franchise born, in fact, in 2019, won the Texas League title that year, and they are the defending Texas League champions of the Sod Poodles. Jordan Groshans will lead it off. We go to the top half of inning number two. Right-handed hitting third baseman. 2-for-15 at the dish. He's shown great glove work. Bouncing ball foul wide at third base, 0-1 count. Jeremy Ironman and Denzel Clark will follow here in the Hounds' second inning. Time called at home plate as Jordan wants to rewrap the batting gloves, rework those a little bit. Top of the second inning, he's leading it off. Right-handed hitter came over from the Yankees via trade. Takes maybe outside, one ball, one strike. Played for both Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, and for Somerset. The Patriots, they're having a very good year at the AA level. Ground ball to third. Handled by Melendez. Sets up, throws, and got him. So Jordan Groshans bounces out to Ivan Melendez. One down for Jeremy Ironman. In for the Hounds, Rosario, Winkler, and Bolte. Susak, Malone, and Groshans. Ironman, Clark, and Trinkle. Face the left-hander, Spencer Giesting. Jeremy Ironman at 218 on this season. Takes outside and low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Giesting, an 11th rounder out of University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Drafted in 2022. Is a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Nobody on and one man down. He pitched for Hillsboro all of last season. It was good. Here's a swing and a high pop-up. Going to carry in, my goodness, a pop-up carries nearly to the track in left field. Wow, that wind is strong. Initially, and I don't think he thought he was going to make the play, but shortstop Giancarlo Cintrone actually went out on the left field grass. That's why I said pop-up. Again, our angle is unusual, and trajectory is everything, a little bit tough to gauge. Get a little more used to things here in an inning or two. Fly ball well struck off Denzel's bat. That's deep to center, but that's a line drive, and it'll be caught by Tim Tawa. So a well-hit ball by Denzel, and the Hounds this time will go in order. They go 1-2-3. So 1.5 in the books. Two-run home run by Daniel Susak opens the scoring in this game. The Rock Hounds lead the Sod Poodles 2-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Veteran Matt Beattie will lead it off. Guy who's played in the show, came up with the Dodgers, is a member of a really good Tulsa Drillers team on his way. Matt, without a job to start this season, signing with the Diamondbacks in late May. Takes a strike from Jack Perkins on the inside edge, 0-1 the count. Inside edge, by the way, is guesswork, but it looked that way. Matt Beattie, then Ivan Melendez and A.J. Vukovic. This is one dangerous trio. Stretch and a pitch fouled away, and that'll get out of play. Jordan Groshans gives a look, but that's going to drift into the seats. 0-2. Cintron, Roberts, and Tawa up top for Amarillo. Beattie, Melendez, and Vukovic in the middle. And Graham, Robinson, and Valdez round it out. Jack with a sign, the stretch and pitch way up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Makes his third appearance with the Hounds. And opened the year on the injured list, and after one brief appearance in the Arizona Complex League, came to the Hounds, but immediately was placed back on the IL. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Made one appearance, a very short one at San Antonio in the second game of that series. Did not get out of the second inning, but again, he'll be on a very short leash. Ground ball out toward first, handled by Brendan Malone. He'll get to the bag for the out, and Beattie is retired. You could give you, you look at Jack's numbers, they tell you absolutely nothing. He's 0-1 with a 9 ERA, 5 hits in 4 innings, 5 walks and 4 strikeouts, but again, that's a guy who's just barely gotten started in this season. We know from last season what an outstanding job he did a year ago and what he is capable of. Perkins with a stretch and pitch to Ivan Melendez, takes a called strike. Now 22 plus miles an hour of wind blowing out to left field, and Ivan Melendez is a right-handed hitter who needs no help getting a ball out of any yard anyway. So he is dangerous. Foul back off the mask of Daniel Susak, but he looks to be all right. He immediately turned and asked for the new baseball. Jack Perkins a year ago, a non-roster invitee to spring training, so then to find himself sidelined, obviously that's just baseball being unkind. Pitch to Melendez, fouled away, back to the screen, still 0-2. Opened last year with Lansing, was very impressive in the Midwest League, came up to the Rockhounds and spent the majority of his season at AA. 0-2 count, Melendez waits. Nobody on and one man down. Perkins pitch, just maybe inside, one ball and two strikes. Ivan Melendez, .246 average, he has 15 home runs, 31 driven in. Pitching away from Perkins, and that's down and away for a ball, so a 2-2 count. Pictures now almost entirely in sunshine. A little streak of sunlight, though. Almost in shade, I should say. A little streak of sunlight. Home plate entirely in shadows. Here's the stretch and pitch by Perkins. And a swing and a miss. He got him to chase one down and away. Breaking pitch from Jack Perkins for a swinging strike three. Second strikeout for Jack. Two men down for A.J. Vukovic. Vukovic at 273. Very solid average. Seven home runs. He's driven in 40. Leads the team by a couple over Tim Tawa. Pitch from Perkins. A swing and a miss. Vukovic with a big cut. Comes up empty 0-1. Hounds 2 and the Sod Poodles nothing in the bottom half of inning number 2. Two men down, Kevin Graham would be next. Perkins comes set, delivery to Vukovic. Fastball just away, 95 miles an hour, one ball, one strike. And from our vantage point, very tough to tell exactly where a pitch missed, but that one couldn't have missed by a bunch. Vukovic takes well low this time, and the count goes 2-1 to the Sod Poodles left fielder. A.J. played for the Sod Poodles a year ago. Outstanding all-around athlete. He was a terrific basketball player. Delivery, breaking ball, swung on and missed all the way to the dirt with that pitch, and the count 2-2. Bases empty, two down, and a 2-2 count to Vukovic. Guys on the right side of the infield and, of course, in right field. That's Henry Bolte out there looking right into the sun. Pitch is swung on and missed, and boy, Jack Perkins. Now welcome back, Jack Perkins. Six up, six down, three by strikeouts to start this ball game. So we'll go to the top half of the third, and on a two-run home run by Daniel Susak, Rockhounds lead Amarillo by that score. It's the Hounds 2 and the Sod Poodles nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Caden Trinkle to the plate. We go to the top half of the third inning. 2-0, Rockhounds leading it. Caden, first pitch swing, fouls it straight back to the screen, and it's 0-1. Top of the order, Jason Rosario on deck. Rosario led the game off with a single and then was doubled up on an exceptional play by Christian Robinson in right field, a 9-3 double play after a diving catch. Ball strike to Caden, falls behind in the count quickly, 0-2 to Spencer Giesting. Giesting hands out in front of the body as he has his sign, delivers, and missed inside. The count goes 1-2. Caden, left-handed hitter, comes in at 195. A good ball game on Sunday. The Hounds didn't have many of those. It was a rough game. Swinging a high fly ball out into shallow center and with room. And waiting for it is Tim Tawa for the out. takes the better part of a game to get accustomed to the angle when the ball jumps off the bat in this ballpark from our broadcast location. And just for reference, if I look straight ahead, looking at the edge of the infield grass and the infield dirt and the right field outfield grass, or that first baseline. Pitch misses to Jason Rosario for ball one. And trajectory of fly balls is a little bit of a challenge. That one was pretty well straight away and handled with ease by Tim Tawa. Pitch comes up high for a ball, 2-0 to Jason Rosario. And Jason singled his first time up. Rosario had a good series against the Missions in San Antonio. This pitch misses. That's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Last five games overall, hitting right at 300, and he's got a base hit in this one. He's on base in 31 of his last 36 games. Takes a called strike in his 3-1. And again, nothing off the charts. It's really right about his, just a pinch above his season average. He's hitting 261 coming into the game, but he's gotten on base pretty consistently. Guy with some time at this level, takes a called strike two, thought he had a walk, instead has a full count. Nobody on and one man out. Jack Winkler on deck for the Hounds. Jason asked for time, going to rewrap the batting gloves, going to look at him on the video feed here in the booth, which has appeared all of a sudden. That's very nice. Thank you. Stretch and the full count delivery. Rosario ground ball out towards second. Couple of hops handled there by Valdez. Flip to first for the out. Two down in the third inning, and that'll bring up Jack Winkler. Jack with a fly ball toward the right field line and somewhat shallow that Christian Robinson made a wonderful diving catch on coming toward the line. And on that play, Jason Rosario was caught off first base, thought it would drop, and it did not. So that turned into a 9-3 double play, and that definitely saved at least one run, maybe two. Swing and Winkler sends a high fly ball left field. Fair or foul is the question. That ball is out of here. It is gone. Jack Winkler sidewalk souvenir to left field. Boy, folks, there is a jet stream in this ballpark tonight, and Jack Winkler takes advantage of it, and that is his fifth home run, and even more importantly, that is his 40th RBI of the season. So Jack Winkler takes one out of here to left field. Rockhounds have two home runs in this game. A two-run home run for Daniel Susak, and now the solo shot for Jack Winkler. When you know that felt good, that broke a 1-for-19. And 40 RBIs on this season for Jack. He's been one of the Texas League's top 10 much of the season. Now here's Henry Bolte. Picks low away, and that ball will dribble back to the backstop, and the count is 1-0. Henry walked, stole a base, and scored in the first inning. Very interesting addition to this ball club. A bouncing ball foul. It's 1-1. It was odd. I was reading something on, I think on Saturday perhaps, just on the A's farm, and there was a very nice note about Henry Bolte, and of course it occurred to me, well, we might see him at some point. Well, at some point is today. Bolte takes, that's a strike, and the count goes 1-2. And the strikeout total is likely to be high, as it was at Advanced A, but he did a lot of other things, including hit for a very good average, especially by 2024 standards. Ground ball up the middle toward the shortstop. Cintron is there, and he throws, and my goodness, he beat it! Henry Bolte, welcome to the Rockhounds. That is a ground ball to short, and he beat it. The ball was toward the bag, but it wasn't overly deep. That is a, folks, that's a routine ground ball in terms of position, and he flat beat it. Henry Bolte is 1-for-1 with a walk and a stolen base. Let's see if he is going here. That's a bang-bang call, but just the fact that it was bang-bang is remarkable. Has a good lead not going. In steps Daniel Susak takes low. Bolte stole second base on the first pitch to Susak in the first inning. Catcher's throw went into center. Henry got to third, and then Susak with a two-run home run. He is running again. They threw behind him, and this time going to get it. So that will go 1-3-4. Caught stealing Henry Bolt, but that's okay. This young man is a guy who can really bring some excitement to this ball club. I'll tell you what Gregorio Petit said about him on the other side of our timeout. Boy, speaking of terrific players, got one for you on our franchise retrospective.
It was a game that we will probably never see the likes of again. August 14th, 2004, the Rockhounds and Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. The Missions tie the game at 5-5 in the last of the sixth. The score is still 5-5 as the Rockhounds come to the plate in the top of the 21st. The teams had played 14 scoreless innings, and Saturday, August 14th, was now Sunday, August 15th at about 1:30 a.m. Nelson Cruz stepped to the plate. I can vividly remember him swinging and missing with such force I thought surely the wind would knock the hat off some guy on the Riverwalk. On the next pitch, Nelson Cruz hit a ball as hard as I have ever seen from the broadcast booth. It went out through the heavy early morning San Antonio air to the left of the batter's eye about three-quarters of the way up on our rope. The Hounds scored another run and went on to close the game at about 1:45 in the morning by a score of 7-5. Couple of notes. Neither team used a position player to pitch, and the Rockhounds scored their first five runs against King Felix, future Seattle Mariners great and potential Hall of Famer Felix Hernandez. The current extra innings rules by design make a game such as that one virtually impossible. But 21 innings in the Alamo City, capped by Nelson Cruz's swing, make for some great baseball.
And on our next edition, tell you a little more about Nelson Cruz. Kevin Graham leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Left-handed hitter facing Jack Perkins. And first pitch, down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Off-speed pitch starting Graham. Christian Robinson and Jesus Valdez to follow. Bottom third of the order in the bottom of the third inning. Perkins pitch swung on, and that is sliced foul. Good aggressive fastball. Started him off speed. Came back with a fastball in. And Graham was behind it. Fouled it away. One ball, one strike. Now Hounds have a couple of home runs. And a 3-0 lead and a swing and a miss. It's 1-2 to Kevin Graham. Graham, left-handed hitter at 254, three homers, 20 driven in. Sod Poodles are always among the leaders in home runs. They are fourth in Double-A baseball with 78. Stretching the pitch by Jack, and that's a bouncer foul right at the dish, and the count is 1-2. Rockhounds now have 63 home runs on this season. That is top 10 as well in all of Double-A. James Gonzalez jogging down toward the bullpen. I would guess he will come in at some point, but the good news really for the Rockhounds as the pitch is up high from Jack is that James Gonzalez has not even started to warm yet. Came into the second inning last Wednesday in San Antonio in relief of Jack Perkins. Swing, and there's a line drive into right field, a base hit. Kevin Graham with a first base runner for Amarillo. Line drive into right center. Henry Bolte retrieves it there. Graham is on with nobody down in the bottom half of the third inning. And the batter is Christian Robinson. Robinson at 175. There's a couple of home runs and 15 driven in. Robinson, right-handed hitter with one man on and nobody down. Stretch by Perkins, and the pitch is swung on and missed. 0-1 to count. Robinson, Robinson's glove has already kept this from being a 4 or maybe even a 5-0 game, that first inning play, and a beauty. Perkins set, lead by Graham, not running, pitches inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. Kevin Graham doesn't run often, but when he's gone, he has arrived safely. He's 4-for-4 in stolen bases. Perkins with the delivery, and that is maybe high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Jack began his pro career in 2022 and drafted out of Indiana University in that 22 year, fifth rounder. Comes set. Delivers, bouncing ball out towards second base. That's going to be a base hit into right field. First and second, and nobody out. So Christian Robinson with an opposite field base hit, sharply hit, and that was wide of Jack Winkler. Not much of any chance to get to that, so two on, nobody down. Now the Sod Poodles get something going. They'll bring the tying run to the plate. And that'll be in the form of Jesus Valdez. Valdez at 192 on this season, top of the order. Giancarlos Cintron is on deck. Robinson at first, Graham at second, nobody down. Perkins comes set, looking to bunt, and they'll drop one down. Jack will make the play, but that's a really nice sacrifice. I was talking with Stephen Carey, the radio voice of the Sod Poodles, before the ball game, and he was talking about the fact that the team doesn't sacrifice bunt much, if any. Well, they did right there, and it was perfect. Jesus Valdez drops one down. just look next door to step through the glass, and he gave me the thumbs up and did the old, Rocky with the arms and fists in the air. A sacrifice bunt. Steph, ask and you shall receive. Here's Giancarlo Cintron, top of the order. First pitch swing and a foul back, and it's 0-1. Well, not only was that a sacrifice bunt, that was really pretty. Nicely done. Infield is in, especially with first base, with Brennan Malone. The rest of the infield, middle depth or back. Pitch swung on, bounced back up the middle. Second baseman Jack Winkler makes the play. Run will score. So an RBI bounce out 4-3 for Giancarlos Cintron, and it's a 3-1 game. Kevin Graham comes across to score. Down to third base goes Robinson, now with two men down in the inning. So the Sod Poodles, and especially in this ballpark, and they've got certainly some guys with a lot of pop, you don't think about Amarillo manufacturing runs in this yard. It is so hitter-friendly, but that's exactly what they did, and did it well. Here's Caleb Roberts. Huge leadoff, third base for where Christian Robinson pitched up high for a ball. Now, the Rockhounds have Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, shading, basically playing shortstop. So Robinson is at least a third of the way to home plate. The delivery is fouled high in the air and off back out of play. One ball, one strike. James Gonzalez will now begin to warm for the Rockhounds. As was the case in San Antonio, somebody will have to stand guard behind the catcher. I believe that's Shane McGuire. We'll see if McGuire will be the bullpen catcher. Called strike, and it's 1-2 to Caleb Roberts. So James will just start to loosen. He started to throw and got a look at the sunshine, which is setting behind the third base side here, to hold up and start again. That sun is really starting to bear down. The shadows of the guys on the right side pointing straight behind them and stretch it out. Pitch just high for a ball, 2-2. So that is a challenge on the right side of the infield and in right field, and apparently in the bullpen. Right down below us on the first base side. Two balls, two strikes, one run in, couple of base hits, a sack bunt, and an RBI bounce up. Swinging a tapper, just foul wide of the bag at third by Roberts. As harmless as that looked initially, that was only about a foot wide of the bag. Right-handed hitter up there, or the lefty rather, in Caleb Roberts. So because of that, Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, playing again, almost at shortstop, so a lot of room on that third base side, and that ball just missed foul. Two balls, two strikes, one man on, and two men down. Set by Jack Perkins with the pitch. Up high, count goes full, 3-2, first base open. That will not affect the base runner here. Bottom half of the third inning, Rockhounds 3, Sod Poodles 1, pitch, nope, down low, ball 4. So Robert Straw's a walk, that'll bring up Tim Tawa. With runners at the corners and two away. Now Tyler Baum starts to warm for the Hounds. I am guessing that if Jack Perkins does not get through the inning, and again, he's going to be at a very tight pitch count. Here comes pitching coach Paul Abbott. So if Jack has to come out in this inning, it would be Tyler who would pitch, and then James Gonzalez, who is basically a starter, almost exclusively so, would then begin an inning, which is certainly a better way, and Tyler Baum warming up very quickly. So he would be ready to go if needed. Will the right-hander warming up right down below us, and James Gonzalez has thrown a few pitches, so he's starting to get loose. Long conversation on the mound by Paul Abbott, joined by home plate umpire Ben Engstrand, and that, of course, will immediately break up the conversation. Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa, our crew chief behind home plate. Brandon Tipton, first base umpire from Katy, Texas. And Trevor Patience from Laguna Niguel, California, our third base umpire. Now Tim Tao awaits. First and third, two men down. Stretch and pitch and a swing and miss. So the ball got loose, not very far. Crowd kind of got excited and then kind of groaned when Robinson didn't try to advance, but that would not have been successful, I wouldn't think. So an 0-1 count to Tim Talbot, struck out his first time up. And I was just reminded by Mother Nature that setting sun also tends to peer right in the booth when you're looking down toward the playing surface. Thanks for the heads up. No balls in the strike. Towel waits. Pitch by Perkins. Strike at the knees, and the count goes 0-2. Sod Poodles with their first base runners of this game. Back-to-back singles, Graham and Robinson to open the inning. Sacrifice bunt perfectly executed by Jesus Valdez. RBI bounce out, Giancarlos Cintron. And a walk to Caleb Roberts, first and third. Two out, 3-1 Rockhounds. Stretch by Perkins. Long set, 0-2. Tawa swing and a foul ball away. Count stays 0-2. Tyler Baum looks like he is ready to go if needed in this inning. Jack Perkins trying to get through three. As the sign comes set, runners take their leads. The delivery on the way, and that is sliced down to right field side, but that will drift foul and out of play. Count stays 0-2. Roberts, meantime, moving to second base. That, I think, was relatively close. I think the Sod Poodles are arguing. Let me get a look at this. Boy, that was, from here, that was really tough to tell. Our view is blocked from the right field corner. So it is second and third with Roberts having advanced to second base. Pitch to Tawa. And, boy, that just missed. Count goes one ball and two strikes. So a base hit here would almost assuredly tie up this ball game. Stretch by Jack. Pitch takes flight. And a strike call in the outside edge, and the inning will come to an end. Well, Jack Perkins gives up a run, but that is a very strong three-inning performance. And again, that is certainly good news for the Rockhounds. If you get Jack Perkins back and getting healthier, as he apparently is, one run on a couple of base hits, no errors, a walk in the mix, and two men are left on base. Totals coming up. We played three innings in Hodgetown in the Panhandle, and it's the Rockhounds 3, Amarillo 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds have 3 runs on 2 swings of the bat. Daniel Susak and Jack Winkler homering. Susak with a man on base and solo from Jack Winkler as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Daniel at the plate takes a called strike. He was there when Henry Bolte was thrown out trying to steal a base. And Bolte has made a very impressive debut. Pitch just outside. The count goes 1-1. Daniel Susak, Brendan Malone, and Jordan Groshans. James Gonzalez resumes warming in the bullpen, so he will relieve Jack Perkins when the Sod Poodles come to the plate in the bottom of the fourth inning. Susak a swing and a foul back, and it's 1-2. Henry Bolte drew a 2-out walk. That followed a leadoff single by Jason Rosario starting the game. The diving catch we have alluded to by Christian Robinson turning into a 9-3 double play. Bolte drew the walk, stole a base, and scored on a Susak home run. Daniel sends a looping line drive into right center field for a base hit. Daniel Susak 2-for-2. Boy, it is really getting intriguing now to watch Daniel Susak. Started slowly last year, even more so this season. But since May the 8th, coming into this game, he's 2-for-2 in this game, so numbers will have bumped up. But since May the 8th, Daniel Susak hitting better than .330. And had some power in this game with his fourth home run of the season. Now Brendan Malone. First pitch from Diesting will miss for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. Hounds have their 5th base hit. 2 of them for Daniel Susak. Pitch up and away. 2 balls, no strikes to Malone. After the double play, the 9-3 double play, the outstanding defensive effort, Henry Bolt again walked, stole a base, and Susak belted a 2-run home run to left. Jack Winkler with a solo home run in the top of the 3rd for the Hounds to left field. Pitcher called strike, it's 2-1, and the wind is really strong, and it's blowing to left. And well, this ball game could have a bundle of runs scored, not necessarily, of course, but boy, the conditions are certainly primed for it. Swinging a high pop foul out of play. On a calm evening, this is a home run friendly ballpark, very much. With 25 miles an hour of wind blowing out to left field. Well, if you're on the mound, I'm sure you just try to not think about it. And we have seen each of the home runs was certainly aided by the wind. I don't know that both of them wouldn't have gone out anyway, but pushed additionally by a strong breeze tonight. Pitch bouncing foul at the plate. Count stays 2-2 to Brendan Malone. 1 man on, nobody down. Sod Poodles getting back-to-back singles by Kevin Graham and Christian Robinson to lead off the 3rd. Sacrifice bunt by Jesus Valdez. RBI bounce out by Giancarlo Cintron. Jack Perkins strikes out Tim Tower to limit the damage to 1 run. 3-1, Rockhounds. Toss to first, chases Susak back. Including Daniel's single here, Rockhounds 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 3-5-0. Amarillo 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, 1-2-1. Hounds have a caught stealing and a double play along the way, a swing and a foul back. Count stays 2-2. They have not left a man on base. Again, have had two men kind of squandered, if you will. You got the stolen base. Henry Bolting has stolen a base and has been caught one time. And then the 9-3 double play. 2-2 again. Malone waits. Pitch to Brennan. High and away for a ball. Full count. No decision time here for Gregorio Petit. He ascends the base runner. Right down below us, Daryl Kennedy talking with Daniel Susak. Stretch by the left-hander, D-Sting. Don't imagine Daniel's running here. He is not. Pitch swung on and missed. So D-Sting comes up. That's his first strikeout of this game. And it's one on and one away now for Jordan Groshans. This game, first of three between these ball clubs here in Amarillo, and then three more to follow. The teams are playing Monday through Saturday this week. First three here, and then July 4th, 5th, and 6th at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Independence Day celebration. That'll be outstanding. Pitch a called strike to Jordan Groshans, 0-1, third baseman. Bounced out to his opposite number his first time up to Jordan. James Gonzalez continues to warm for the Rockhounds. Left-hander in the bullpen right below us. Susak the lead, breaking pitch to Groshans just off the outside corner. Tried the back door and missed, 1-1. Hounds 42-23 overall. They're 2-4 in the second half. Had a chance to split the San Antonio series, but boy, Sunday did not go the Hounds' way at all. Just swinging a foul ball, and that got Caleb Roberts, the Amarillo catcher, flat out knocked him down. Ben Engstrand will take the baseball about halfway out to the mound. I'm going to let Caleb Curl collect himself. You can hear that one from up here. Jordan Groshans at the plate. Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck. Top of the fourth inning. Hounds with a 3-1 advantage over Amarillo. It's a Copa night tonight for this ball club. Pitch, a swing and a miss. And Jordan Groshans out on strike. So Giesting, first two strikeouts of the game. They come back-to-back after the leadoff single by Daniel Susak. And here's Jeremy Ironman. Flew out to left field his first time. So the pointy boots is what they are called. Pointy boots de Amarillo, I believe, is the way they phrase it. Hounds of the Hounds tonight. Pitch to Jeremy is up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Pointy boots, of course, as are most of the Copa uniforms. Very colorful. A dark blue body to the jersey, trimmed in a kind of a pinkish red and gold, then lighter blue and a pattern on the sleeves of the uniform. Swinging a foul back. One ball, one strike. Buckhounds wearing the orange jerseys. The dark blue letters and numerals. James Gonzalez is all set to go for the Hounds. He is ready to go from the bullpen. Going to grab a cold drink of water. Fly ball by Ireland into right field. Robinson, glasses glistening in the sunshine. He got it. Fly ball to right field, handled, and the Hounds get a leadoff hit, but nothing to go with it. No runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left on base. Guy who's been just terrific of late, James Gonzalez, will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rockhounds 3 and Amarillo 1.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Lefty James Gonzalez out of the Rockhounds bullpen, as he did in San Antonio last Wednesday, game two of that series. He will relieve Jack Perkins, but last time it was in the second inning with just one man down. This time he comes on in the fourth. Jack goes three innings, one run on two base hits, one walk, four strikeouts. And James Gonzalez on to pitch, and he'll face Matt Beattie. So a challenge for a young pitcher to face a guy with really good pop for one and some big league experience and a lot of time in the upper minors. Matt takes inside for ball one, 1-0. James Gonzalez, left-hander. Left-hander set in his delivery. That's way up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Ivan Melendez and A.J. Vukovic to follow, as we mentioned, when they with the trio in the second inning. This is about as dangerous, I would think, for power as there is in the Texas League. He swings ground ball out toward first post. Going to be handled by Malone. Gonzalez to cover. He gets there for the out. Nicely handled. That was sharply hit. Jack Winkler broke to his left. But Brennan Malone made the play, moving to his right. Gonzalez did a good job. Got over there and covered the bag, as he had to do. But a good play. That'll go 3-1. Sharply hit by Beattie. One away. Here's Ivan Melendez. James Gonzalez on this season with the Hounds is 2-2 with a 5.26 ERA. Had his ups and downs initially. He's making his sixth appearance. His second out of the bullpen. Ground ball hit in the left field corner. That will drop for a base hit. Boy, that's just a line shot. Turning for second is Melendez, but he's going to have to get back to the bag, and he does. Good job by Caden Trinkle to play that off the wall. But boy, Melendez with a line drive to the left field wall. I might have hopped once. We'll see if we get a second look at this on the video. I thought Caden Trinkle did a nice job to get to that ball. Melendez, not necessarily a guy who has great speed. Of course, he's got tremendous power as the former OC Wrangler. But that was a good job by Caden Trinkle to get there. Base hit, one on and one out. Tying run to the plate. And A.J. Vukovic, and boy, he is capable. Swinging a foul back, 0-1. Yeah, Beattie, Melendez, and Vukovic, that is a really good trio. A couple of guys on their way up, and a guy looking to make a return to the show. Vukovic, right-hand hitter, struck out his first time. That was against Jack Perkins. Takes maybe a bit outside. Tough to tell from this angle, 1-1. And base runner is Ivan Melendez. He will run from time to time, as three steals. Delivery is swung on and missed. 1-2 to Vukovic. Vukovic and Melendez both with high strikeout numbers. AJ with 82. Seven home runs and 40 driven in. Mentioned James Gonzalez overall. The overall numbers, pitch to Vukovic, and that is sent just foul wide of third down into foul ground in the left field corner. In his last four appearances, that would be three starts and then his really good five innings of relief last week in San Antonio, has a 1.96 ERA and a 0.78 whip. 23 innings, just 11 hits and 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Gives up a hit here. And a pitch in the dirt blocked by Susak. And down to second base goes Melendez on a wild pitch. So, runner in scoring position. The ball kind of hit awkwardly and bounced off Daniel Susak up the first base side. So Melendez gets to third easily, and Susak, I don't know if that got him maybe in the right hand a little bit, but he's going to go out and talk with James Gonzalez. Left-hander really, really good in his last four. It's coming up for Lansing. Fairly lengthy conversation with Susak. Yeah, that ball got him on the right hand, I think. He's still flexing it a little bit. So a runner in scoring position with one man down in the fourth. Rockhounds 3 and Amarillo 1. A.J. Vukovic at the plate. Kevin Graham waits on deck. He singled his first time up, started the rally for the Sod Poodles last inning. And a swing and a miss. And Vukovic out on strikes. Gonzalez came back with an off-speed pitch. So Vukovic has two strikeouts in this ballgame. He's retired. And the batter is Kevin Graham. Graham singled to right center to lead off the third inning. He came around to score. Left-handed hitter. And waves that bat a little bit as he waits. He takes, looks like, down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wind unrelenting, blowing out to left field. Can't feel it in the press box, but he is in evidence. James misses again. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Melendez in scoring position has the advantage, of course, of running on contact with two men down. Gonzalez comes set, hands right at the letters. Stretch and pitch. Best ball got there. Called strike. 92 in the heat. Two balls and one strike. Still 93 degrees and breezy. Sun is still absolutely a beast for the right fielder. Swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Boy, that was a fastball down, and it's 2-2. Henry Bolte looking right back into the sun, his shadow stretching directly behind him, and that shadow is about 20 feet long. So that'll tell you low trajectory, looking right at him. 2-2 stretch, pitch on the way by Gonzalez, and that is pop foul straight back to the screen. That stays 2-2. Christian Robinson on deck. Well, Robinson's had a really good game. He singled in the third inning. That helped set up a run. And has kept at least one, if not two, off the board with a wonderful catch back in the first inning. Turned into a double play. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Had him way out in front with a breaking pitch. James Gonzalez gives up a base hit, comes back and gets back-to-back strikeouts. And he is out of the inning. James Gonzalez really becoming something of a story, I think, in this 2024 season, certainly over the last 2 weeks or so. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on. When we come back, a little Hilliard Office Solutions trivia for you. Tell you the tale of an arch rivalry in the first ever collegiate baseball game. After four complete, Rockhounds lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles to score 3-1.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the fifth inning, and Denzel leads it off to the Rockhounds. Center fielder Denzel Clark. Spencer Giesing will face Denzel, then Caden Trinkle, and back up top for Jason Rosario. Delivers right down the middle with a medium range pitch at 88 miles an hour, 0-1 to Denzel. Lined out sharply to center field, his first time up 0-1. Fouls this one right off his foot, and the count goes no balls, two strikes. At the top of the fifth, Rockhounds with a 3-1 advantage. Boy, an evening in which Mother Nature providing prime power hitting backdrop here. Pop up. It's going to find the roof right up and over our heads. 0-2 is the count. Wind has the, they've got three flags, the Stars and Stripes, the Texas State flag, and the Texas League Championship flag. Flying in deep right center field, all three are fully extended and tugging a bit. Pitch down the way, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. I always like this one. Take you back a little bit. 1859, first ever collegiate baseball game. And I love the phrase, the ground ball sharply hit. That's past the shortstop, Cintron. Base hit, left field for Denzel. Well, Denzel Clark flat out got robbed twice in San Antonio. And I mean robbed, just brilliant plays. But that is a really good at bat. That's an 0-2 start, ran it 1-2, fouled one off, and a base hit left side. And anytime you got a guy with a high strikeout number, he gets a base hit after an 0-2 start. That's good stuff. Denzel asking for time. Don't know if he hit the bag hard going to first base, but now he's ready to go. So he puts on the, he's got the batting. No, he didn't have the mitt going, but he's got gloves on both hands. 6 hits for the Rockhounds. It's a leadoff single for Denzel. Here's Caden Trinkle. Got a kick out of the way. NationalPastime.com described Amherst versus Williams. Called strike to Trinkle. It's 0-1. In 1859, described Amherst and Williams as being arch rivals. Not on the baseball diamond, of course, because A, it wasn't a diamond, as we will tell you, and B, they'd never played before. Pitch down and in, but apparently they didn't like much about one another. So it was the first collegiate baseball game. Amherst was the winner over arch rival Williams College. Game took place near, I love this, near the corner of North Street and Maplewood Avenue, thank you very much, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Pitch swung on and missed. Caden with a big rip, 1-2. The final score was interesting. Let's see. Between 0 and 150, how many runs were scored in the first ever collegiate baseball game played on this date, 1859, between 0 and 150? Swinging a foul back, and it's still 1-2 to Caden. The game was played, as I am reading, by the Massachusetts rules. After all, the game was played in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Amherst defeated Williams. How many runs were scored between 0 and 150? Heck of a range, isn't it? Long stretch, Giesting with a pitch, breaking ball, got him, swing and a miss. Way out in front of it was Caden, way off speed. 79-mile-an-hour pitch for the strikeout, Giesting with his third whiff. One on and one down, top of the order, Jason Rosario, 1-for-2 with a single. I always liked it also that on that very same day, Amherst was tangling with Williams. And maybe they weren't sure if the baseball game was going to be a hit. No pun intended. Looking to bunt, Rosario, nope, did not offer. 1 ball, no strikes. But they also had a chess match, or maybe more than one. So I don't know who won the chess match, but Amherst won the baseball game. First ever collegiate baseball game. How many runs were scored? Between 0 and 150. Foul ball out of play, onto the screen, third base side. 1-1 to Jason. Rosario at 261, no home runs, 23 driven in. Left-handed hitter is Jason Rosario from Santo Domingo Este in the Dominican Republic. Runner goes, they throw behind him, now down to second base, Denzel, and he is out. 1-3-6. Second time the Hounds have broken a little too early against the left-hander Giesting, and of course left-handers have that advantage, and as was Henry Bolt in the third, Denzel thrown out here in the fifth. Bases are empty, two men are out. and a 1-1 count to Jason Rosario. Jack Winkler on deck for the Hounds. Jack with a home run in this game. Difference in the contest, Daniel Susak's 2-run home run in the first. Rosario takes off the inside edge, 2-1. Top half of inning number 5. I don't know what the over-under right now for runs would be in this game. Pitch well inside for a ball, 3-1. We have seen conditions such as these before in our time coming to Hodgetown, and boy, there have been some high-scoring ball games. This yard lends itself to that, but right now, 3-1 in the fifth. 3-1 count, pitch to Rosario, and he sends one out towards short. Cintrone near the bag makes the play and the throw, and the inning will come to an end. So, leadoff single for the second straight inning. Rockdown see a leadoff single go by the boards. No runs on the base hit, no errors, and nobody left. Trivia answer coming up. We go to the bottom of the fifth, midway through the series opener of this quick three-gamer in the panhandle. Rockhounds 3, Sawpoodles 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go. Rockhounds 3 and Amarillo 1. Christian Robinson with a single in this game. He's 1-for-1 at the dish and a brilliant, really significant catch in the first inning. Takes inside for James Gonzalez for ball one. Jason Rosario led this game off with a base hit. Jack Winkler set a fly ball toward the right field line, not overly deep, and Robinson, a long run, got there with a diving catch, turned it into a double play. Bouncer foul, 1-1 to the right-handed hitter. So it was nobody on and two men out. Henry Bolt walked, stole a base, and Daniel Susak a 2-run home run. If Robinson doesn't make the catch, that might have been a grand slam. Pitch is swung on and popped in the air. Playable third base side Groshans, and he will glove it with James also over there. Fair ball handled by the third baseman. Pop out to third, one down in inning number 5, and here's Jesus Valdez. Gorgeous sacrifice bunt. His first time up set the table for the Amarillo run in the third inning. Well, it was on this date. Those arch rivals met. Boy, nothing like it in college baseball. Nothing like an Amherst versus Williams matchup. I imagine, well, you know what, they're probably still playing, and that was 1859. Not the same game, of course. That would be a record. Valdez takes. That's a strike, 0-1. But Amherst won the game. So our question to you was, between 0 and 150, how many runs were scored in that game? Swing and a miss, good breaking pitch, and it's 0-2 to Valdez. Giancarlo Cintrone on deck. Well, the answer is kind of in the middle. 105. Pitching apparently, well, I don't know. Pitching obviously was not at a premium, or maybe it was. Amherst 73, Williams 32. swinging a high pop-up. This may be playable near the plate. It's going to come into fair territory, and Brennan Malone will make the catch. Boy, that wind took that. Interesting. Daniel Susak was pursuing that ball, first base side in foul ground, about halfway between the dugout and the foul line. Then James Gonzalez looked like he might have to make the play. And when Brennan Malone did make the play, it was near the pitcher's mound. And again, the wind blowing directly out to left field, maybe a little bit angled, but 25 miles an hour, and boy, did it show up there. It's a good play by Brennan Malone. Swinging a foul back to Giancarlo Cintroa. If that ball drops, I almost guarantee you that would have been a double. As Valdez was running, obviously, and the ball was in the air a long time. But Brennan gloved it. That's a good play by the Hounds first baseman. 0-1 to Giancarlo Cintrone. By the way, that Amherst-Williams game, of course, it was the first collegiate baseball game, so there were some paperwork issues. The swing and the ball hit out towards second. Handled by Winkler. Jack's throw in time. Nice 1-2-3 inning for James Gonzalez. Boy, I just can't say enough about the job James has done of late. He will have a base hit in the fourth inning, but he has a 1-2-3 inning here, so we played five totals coming up, and a little something on that rather interesting first ever collegiate baseball game. Interesting rules. After five complete in Amarillo, the Rockhounds 3, the Sod Poodles 1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds 3, Sod Poodles 1. Rockhounds a two-run home run from Daniel Susak in the first inning. It also saw Henry Bolt with a walk and a steal in his Double-A debut, first plate appearance. Jack Winkler, a solo home run in the third inning. It was 3-0. Sod Poodles got a run of the bottom of the third inning. Back-to-back singles, Kevin Graham and Christian Robinson. Sack punt by Jesus Valdez and an RBI bounce out by Giancarlo Cintrone. It is a 3-1 ball game to the biggest defensive play. Clearly the 9-3 double play instigated on a brilliant catch by Christian Robinson back in the first inning that preceded the walk to Bolt and a home run by Susak. Spencer Giesting back to the mound as we go to the top of the sixth. Jack Winkler, Henry Bolte, and Daniel Susak will be the trio. By the way, the first time I heard Henry Bolte referred to as Henry Bolt. It was discovered today and want to make sure that I say it properly. The E is pronounced B-O-L-T-E. He comes up. I told you I'd give you a little something that Gregorio said about Henry today. High strike to Jack Winkler, 0-1. Jack with his fifth home run, 40th run batted in. Sun almost going down now. It's tough on the guys on the right side of the infield. Also gets into the press box a bunch. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Tough to see things like computer screens. And since we're looking back toward home plate from up the first baseline, you get a little sun in your eyes going that way, too. So it's field now almost entirely in shadows. That's a good thing. Pitch. Oh, did it hit him? Oh, it did. Oh, that got Jack. We'll see where. So Jack Winkler on an 0-2 pitch, and obviously Spencer Giesting will talk to himself about that pitch. We'll see if they give us a quick second look at that. They will. Oh, my. That ball, pitch got him on the inside of the right knee. He's a right-handed hitter. And the ball simply tailed in and got him right on the inside of the knee. Oh, man. So Jack Winkler on base painfully. So here is Henry Bolte. He is up from Lansing, only 20 years of age, drafted out of Palo Alto, California High School. walked, stole a base in the first, singled, and was caught stealing in the third. And Gregorio Petit, who managed Henry last year in Stockton, said of him, he is Colby Thomas-ish. Swinging, and that, folks, that got my attention. Swinging a foul out of play, 0-1. He is a top 10 prospect for the A's, and I would imagine that stock has been, boy, not hurt at all. Quite the opposite, with an outstanding start to this season, and he makes his Double-A debut at age 20. Pitch down low for a ball. There is, by the way, a great piece on Colby Thomas on the A's page on MLB.com. A lot of talk that he will make his big league debut before this season is over. Boy, terrific player, terrific kid. Same with Jacob Wilson, two of the most outstanding prospects and people we've had in a while. And there have been many. Pitch up and away for ball 2-1. I mean, they really are. I was talking with the folks in San Antonio, and we're just exchanging stuff about players we like, etc. And, well, just exceptional, those two. They really are. Jacob Wilson and Colby Thomas. Check swing. Did he go? Boy, say he did. 2-2 to Henry Bolte. Right-handed hitter is Henry. 6'3", 195. One man on and nobody down. 2-2 the count. Henry walked in the first inning, stole a base, singled, and was caught stealing in the third. He scored in the first on the Susac home run. Giesting with a toss to first base, runner back. So what Gregorio said of Henry, he is Colby Thomas-ish, which I can't say, but G did. Can't say it right anyway, but that's high praise. Runner goes, pitches up, and off the glove of the catcher, Jack Winkler, with his 14th steal. He was running, so even though the pitch got away, gets the steal, does Jack, so a home run and a steal in this game, and his 40th RBI for Jack Winkler. The home run broke a 1-for-19, so since that time now he's got the solo home run, the 40th RBI, and his 14th steal in 18 attempts. Full count to Henry Bolte. One man on, nobody down, sixth inning, Hounds 3, Amarillo 1. Long set, look at second, pitch to the plate by Giesting, and that ball is rifled into right field, a base hit, Henry Bolte. Hooks, I do believe there is, and he's going to go to second, he's out, they got him. Well, throw came home, Henry tried to hustle down to second base. Well, that's just aggression, and that's certainly, you know, that's adrenaline. Will be thrown out 9-2-6, single to right field, then thrown out trying to advance when the throw came home. So Winkler advancing, of course, to third. No chance to score, but the throw came home, and Henry tried to break down to second base. And you know he's got adrenaline going for certain, but what a debut. He's 2-for-2 with a walk. Stealing a run out. Susac swings, and he belts another one. Way out of here, Daniel Susac had 3 home runs so far in 45 games. He has 2 home runs in 6 innings. His second 2-run home run. And, of course, might have been a 3-run home run. So, again, that'll be a mental note for Henry, just a lot of emotion again, a lot of adrenaline, you know. But that might have been a 3-run home run. Daniel Susac. We are told 107 off the bat. And that got out of here in the 400-foot range to left field. Daniel Susac, 2 home runs in this game. Jack Winkler comes across to score, so the hit-by-pitch initially hurt Jack, and now it probably hurts Spencer Giesting more. Foul away off the bat of Brendan Malone. It's 0-1. Again, it's odd how you will be talking about things that will then kind of come into play in a slightly different light. Chopper is bounced foul wide of third. It's 0-2. The Hounds lead this game by the score now of 5-1. 2-run home run for Susac. We were talking about Daniel, and I was sharing some of the numbers with his batting average coming up, but he had only 3 home runs on the season, and that coming again in 45 games. Well, Welcome to Hodgetown. Two-run homers, and boy, he got them both. Pitch up high for a ball, one and two. Well, the addition of Henry Bolte, just got to tell you, now we've only been watching him for six innings, my friends, but boy, that is a kid who can bring some excitement. Here's a line drive to left off the bat of Brennan Malone, and that's a base hit. So Brennan Malone with a line drive to left, eight base hits for the Hounds. Might be cheating them. I think that is nine, actually. Forgive me. Yep, nine base hits. Got to write down the Henry Bolte single. So one man on, one man out. And again, the only out coming on the throw that got Henry trying to advance from first to second. Well, he's the type of player, called strike here to Jordan Groshans. Henry Bolte, the type of player, just as, again, Colby Thomas did it, Jacob Wilson, which wasn't here all that long. You know, you hit 455, that'll get you a ticket. Pitch swung on and missed 0-2. But one of the intangibles about Colby, the way he played, always full tilt. And, again, according to Gregorio, who knows Henry very well from last year in Stockton and from spring training this year, that is the way that kid plays. And, man, that is fun to watch. The pitch on the way from Giesting, and that's down and away for a ball, one and two. Hounds five, Amarillo one. Daniel Susak has driven in four. Base runner Brendan Malone with one man down, sixth inning. Delivery swung on, and Groshen sends one to right field. Back is Robinson. That's going to get on the berm. It's gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Telling you, this ballpark lends itself. That is a line drive in the gap in any other ballpark in this league. Now, make no mistake, that ball was hard hit. That was an opposite field line shot to the gap in right center, but it got over the fence onto the bullpen, onto the berm, that is, just got over that fence. That's a two-run home run, and the Rockhounds lead it 7-1. Jordan Groshans' first home run, first two reebies as a member of the Rockhounds. You know, Spencer Giesting's day is done. Well, comes from, of course, from the great success in Hillsboro. He's made two starts for the Sod Poodles, and now he makes one here at Hodgetown, and that is a Hodgetown special. So he will depart after pitching five and a third. When in this inning, a hit batsman, a single, a two-run home run, a single, and another two-run home run. And the Sod Poodles would go to the bullpen with the bases emptied on Jordan Groshan's first home run as a Hound. So the sixth inning, 7-1 score. Going to check the new Sod Poodles pitcher. Got a right-hander out of the bullpen. And I believe that is Taylor Rashi who will come on to pitch. Rashi, whom we've seen, I believe, in a closing role earlier in this season. Rashi on in the sixth inning. And important to mention, when this ballpark, again, it is so hitter-friendly. No such thing, and this is absolutely the case, no such thing as a comfortable lead in this ballpark. But the Rockhounds do have an advantage now of 7-1 in this game. 3 2-run home runs and a solo shot. So all seven runs coming by way of the home run. Check the numbers for Spencer Giesting. As Taylor Rashi continues, his warm-up tosses. Five and a third innings pitched. 10 base hits. 7 runs, they are all earned. Giesting walked one, struck out three. Had one hit batsman, and that came back to haunt. So the Hounds lead by a half dozen. The batter is Jeremy Eierman with one man down at the top of the sixth inning. And a called strike, 0-1 to Jeremy. He has flown out to left and flown to right in two trips. Well, Susak's two home runs got out of here big time. I did not see where Jack Winkler's landed, but it got out of here, I think, by a bit as well in left field. swinging the foul back 0-2. Groshans hit a line drive that basically went through the wind. And while that is certainly a Hodgetown type of home run, that was also a really good swing of the bat. I mean, that's extra bases anywhere in this league. Pitches up high for ball one to Jeremy, 1-2. Denzel Clark will follow here in the sixth. Boy, what a difference a day makes. Rockhounds, of course, playing yesterday in San Antonio. Ball hit foul wide of the bag at third, well wide toward the dugout. Hounds falling 10-1 yesterday at San Antonio. They lead the Sod Poodles 7-1 here in the sixth inning. Field entirely in shadows now, and the sun almost entirely set. Swinging a high pop-up in the air to right field. Christian Robinson coming in. He'll make the call, and he will make the catch. Fly ball to right, two men down. In the batter will be Denzel Clark. Denzel lined out to center field in the second inning, singled and was caught trying to steal a base his last time up. Had a double on Sunday against San Antonio. Takes a called strike to Denzel. It's 0-1. Right-handed hitter waits in the pitch and away from Rashi, and that ball is sent in the air to the left field, and that is high, and that is deep. Does that have room? That is gone. Home run, and Ed got out of here. The ball hits something caromed back into the playing field, but that is a home run. It's tracked down by Tim Tawa. Don't know what that hit. That was a towering fly ball. And Denzel with the sidewalk souvenir, his ninth of the season. The Hounds' third home run of the inning, and it is an 8-1 game. I'm going to watch again on the replay. Boy, that was a high fly ball. Now hit a table or something and carry him back down onto the playing field. Boy, that ball got a lot of air, and the wind, I'm sure, helped that one. The pitch is high to Caden Trinkle, 1-0, but a home run for Denzel. So the Hounds have now scored 8 runs on the strength of 5 home runs. Swinging, there's a ball well hit by Trinkle into right center, right center, but there is Christian Robinson to make the catch. Trying to get the trajectory correct in this ballpark sometimes is a huge challenge. Well hit ball by Trinkle, but hauled in by Christian Robinson. But the Rockhounds score 5 runs on 5 base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And of the 5 hits, 3 of them are home runs. We'll go to the bottom of the 6th inning, and we're going to talk about home runs in our franchise retrospective. Boy, a guy who hit a whole big bunch of them as a big leaguer. Rockhounds 8 and Amarillo 1.
Nelson Cruz was a member of the 2004 Rockhounds. He retired last November following a 19-year major league career. In naming Nelson as this year's inductee into our Franchise Hall of Fame, we made the case that he may have fallen just 36 swings shy of Cooperstown. Nelly finished with 464 home runs. Only 28 players have ever hit 500, and 19 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Of the 9 who are not, 2 will be when they become eligible, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. The other 7 were heavily involved in the PED era. Now, here's some pretty interesting math. When hitting their first big league home run, members of the 500 home run club were an average of 20 years old. Nelly was 25. And when playing in 100 games for the first time in a season, their average age was 21.5. Nelly was 28. If Nelson Cruz had been given that full-time chance just a little sooner, he might well have hit 36 more home runs and reached 500, and that so often has opened the door to Cooperstown. Nelson Cruz is as good a person as he was a power hitter. He has won, among others, ESPN's Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award and the Roberto Clemente Award, MLB's highest off-the-field honor. All of that thanks to his deep and abiding dedication to his home in the Dominican Republic.
guy could swing the bat, Nelly Cruz. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Caleb Roberts takes a called strike from James Gonzalez. Rockhounds with a five spot in the top of the inning. 3-1 is now 8-1, swinging a pop foul. Daniel will give a look, but I think he'll run out of room. Yes, he will. 0-2 count to Caleb Roberts. He has bounced to short and walked in two trips. Caleb Roberts, Tim Tawa, and Matt Beatty here in the last of the sixth for Amarillo. And say it every time, if you're ahead in this ballpark, tell you when you're comfortable is about 1 minute after they give you the box score when things are over. Pitch down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. But boy, the Rockhounds with a Hodgetown inning deluxe in the top of the sixth inning. Three home runs. Swinging a high fly ball into right center field, Denzel Clark. He will make the catch. Roberts flies out, not very deep into right center. So one man down, the batter is Tim Tawa. Well, the Rockhounds, and they are welcome to do that anytime, interrupted the trivia with a three home run inning. Fellas, I will never, ever mind stepping aside for something like that. Real quick note on the trivia, that first ever collegiate baseball game, Amherst beat Williams 73-32. Let's not exaggerate. Pitch to the dirt, ball one to Tim Tawa. He has struck out twice, both against Jack Perkins. Very good start. He is not the pitcher of record, but was a good start for Jack. James Gonzalez in his third inning of work. Left-hander with a pitch, way up high for a ball, 2-0. And the sun has finally now completely set from view. Much, much, much more palatable here. First evening of July, still a bit above 90 degrees. A swing and a miss, 2-1 to Tim Tawa. Well, that was the first ever collegiate baseball game, and I've always tried to wrap my head around this. I've never really been able to find even an artist's conception of what the Massachusetts rules, what a game would have looked like. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt, 2-2. Again, we think of baseball, of course, as the baseball diamond and the outfield as we know it. BaseballReference.com says that first game in 1859, the Massachusetts rules, the field was a square, and there was no foul territory. Pitch swung on, fouled back. Since there is foul territory here, 2-2. Again, a square field with no foul territory. And apparently, it lended itself to runs being scored because they scored 105 of them in that first ever collegiate game. Ground ball up the middle, a base hit past the diving Jack Winkler into center field. And Tim Tawa, one out single here in the sixth inning. Second hit allowed by James Gonzalez. Four hits for the Sod Poodles in this game, and that'll bring up Matt Beatty. He has bounced out twice to first baseman Brennan Malone, once unassisted and once with the pitcher covering. Matt Beatty is the batter, big left-handed hitter. Yeah, Matt without a job when season starts. Swinging a high fly ball, not deep into right field. Long run Winkler, not going to drop for a base hit. Matt, you can see that coming a mile away. Jack Winkler went out, tried to make the play. Henry Bolte coming in, and the ball dropped right between them. Location, location, location. Matt Beatty with a little flare base hit into right field. Two men are on with one man down. With one man down, Tawa had to hold. It was a good pitch, really, by Gonzalez. He jammed Beatty, but nobody could get there. Jack actually backed off a bit. Henry Bolte trying to make the catch, but the ball dropped just in front of Henry and just beyond Jack's reach. So two on with one away. And a batter is Ivan Melendez. And, boy, this is a dangerous guy. Swings and loops one up the middle. That's going to get dropped for a base hit. That is a miscommunication. Jack Winkler and Jeremy Ironman were both going for it. They both pulled up, and the ball went right between them. The bases are loaded. Boy, James Gonzalez gets a bad break there. A little flare back up the middle. Bases loaded with one man down. And watch this again. A little three-quarter swing, and Now the ball actually dropped on the infield dirt between second and short, and now here's A.J. Vukovic, and Sog Poodles can really change the complexion of this game. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. So a little flare that dropped in shallow right, a three-quarter swing that dropped on the infield dirt. Bounced into center field. Pitch low and away, ball two. And now bases loaded, one man out, and a 2-0 count to a dangerous hitter in A.J. Vukovic. 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. High strikeout numbers on the year for him. But a lot of pop. Gonzalez set. Bases full. Pitch takes flight. Swing and a foul ball. Foul tip off Daniel Susak's glove, perhaps. Real quick, then we'll put this away. The Amherst-Williams game, that was the first ever college baseball game, 75-32, 105 runs, but by other reports, the score was 66-32. They were getting a lot of things put together in terms of baseball back then, apparently including keeping score, which can be tricky at times. Two balls and one strike. Vukovic waits. Bases full. Pitched by Gonzalez. Fouled away again. 2-2. Inning started with a fly ball to center field. Off the bat of Caleb Roberts. Tawa with a single up the middle. Beattie with a ball that dropped between second and right field. And then the flare by Melendez dropped between second and short. Kind of a soft line drive. Pitch by Gonzalez. Vukovic swings, line drive into center field. Base hit, that'll score a run. Base is loaded, one man down. Vukovic with a line drive single. So in the score is Tim Tawa. Four consecutive base hits, the first and the fourth of them very well hit. Low line drives. And Paul Abbott now will come out and visit with James Gonzalez. So base is still full. Paul Abbott talking with James. See somebody joined the conversation. I think that's Jordan. Yeah, that's Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, along with Daniel Susak. And home plate umpire Ben Engstrand now will come out. So Vukovic on at first base. RBI for Vukovic is his 41st. Again, he's been one of the league's best. So the batter is Kevin Graham. The bases are loaded. One run in, 8-2. Mounds leading Amarillo. But A, a lot of baseball to be played. B, the bases are loaded with one out. And C, this is Hodgetown. Graham swings, fouls it back, had a pretty good rip, but sends it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Stadium lights on and starting to take a bit of effect now. Kevin Graham, a single and a run scored in the third, struck out in the fourth. Gonzalez set, bases full, pitch from James, and that goes back to the screen, but runner did not move up. So, just a ball, and the count goes one ball and one strike. That hit pretty solidly. There isn't, by the way, a ton of room behind home plate here. It is noticeably less than in several other ballparks. And, boy, in a lot of other yards, that would have been a run-scoring wild pitch. Instead, nobody moves, so it's just ball one. Gonzalez with the stretch. Bases full. Pitch down and away. Ball two. So, James, a couple of little soft base hits against him, but also a couple of strong base hits. The first and fourth of the four in a row. One run in. Bases full with a man out. 2-1 to Graham. Pitch by Gonzalez. That's inside. That's ball three. So, boy, the plot thickens for James Gonzalez. Christian Robinson on deck and Jesus Valdez in the hole. This is the bottom third of the order, beginning with Graham. 3-1 count. Bases full. Pitch to Graham and a ground ball hit back out towards second. Winkler to second base for one. Back to first. Yes, sir! Double play inning over. James Gonzalez pounds that left hand into the glove in a reaction to the 4-6-3. Nicely turned. Winkler to Ironman, and boy, you know all about that arm from Jeremy Ironman, and did it come into play right there. And that was a fairly long throw to get the initial out from Jack. So after all of that, it is one run on four base hits, no errors, two men left. When the Hounds turn the game's second double play, and they have both been run-saving double plays. After six, Rockhounds 8, Amarillo 2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Jason Rosario, and forgive me, I was slow getting out of that inning. Jason Rosario on a 1-0 pitch, line drive, center field, base hit. Rosario 2-for-4. Coming off a solid series at San Antonio and a good stretch over his last half dozen games or so. Rosario will lead off base hit. Hounds 8, Amarillo 2. I was paying tribute and took too long to do it, obviously, missed a pitch, and I'm sorry for that. But really good double play by Winkler, Ironman, and on to Malone. Comes with the bases loaded and one man down. With two double plays in this game, very different types of double plays, but both really important. Here's Jack Winkler. He is 1-for-2 with a solo home run. Takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. I would think both of Daniel Susak's home runs probably would have been out of any park in the league. Again, I did not have a great look, and even on the replay, didn't see precisely where Jack's home run hit to left field. Swinging a fly ball, this one into right center field, but this one is trackable for Tim Tawa. He's got it for the out. Fly ball into fairly deep right center. One man down at the top of the seventh, and here is Henry Bolte. Well, he's been thrown out a couple of times on the base paths, but he has walked, stolen a base and scored, singled and was caught trying to steal, and singled and then was thrown out trying to advance on a throw that was headed home. That actually did cost a run, although the Hounds went on to get five in the inning anyway, but with a tremendous debut. Takes, and that's a called strike, and it is 0-1. Makes his home in Scottsdale, Arizona now. Went to high school in Palo Alto, California, home of Stanford University. And if you're a Texas Longhorn fan, I probably don't have to tell you that the A is kind of, well, they talked him, well, they didn't talk him out of it. They offered him a lot of money. That's what they did. But he was going to attend the University of Texas. The A's really like what they see, and well, a lot of talent. Very young, of course. Takes in the dirt back to the screen. So Jason Rosario, the second, on the wild pitch, one ball and one strike. Going to be fascinating, boy. I mean, fascinating, maybe on a Colby Thomas kind of scale, to see what Henry Bolte's experience first time up at Double A will be like for the remainder of the season. A swing and a miss, 1-2. likely to have a high strikeout total. He did it advanced A, and of course you make the step up, and pitching is a little better. But everything he brings, power and speed, tremendous intensity and hustle, really anxious, and we've seen some of it already very much on display tonight. Runner in scoring position, Bolte takes way up high for a ball, 2-2. Henry joining the team today, and by the way, he is a very exciting addition that is. Here's the pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and out on strikes, but that's the first strikeout, and he's going to have some of those, and making the transition to Double A. So one man on, two men down, and the batter is Daniel Susak, and all he's done is go 3-for-3 with a single sandwiched between a pair of two-run home runs. Saheed Valenzuela has been transferred to Lansing. Wish him all the best and hope that he will make his return to the Rockettes. He's just one of the really good guys, and it is his spot that Henry Bolte will take. Saheed struggled a bit at the plate this time around in this stint with the Hounds, so he will, I'm sure, get plenty of playing time with the Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League, and wish Saheed well and wish him a return trip in the near future. Called strike to Daniel Susak, and the count is 0-1. Home runs, his fourth and fifth. He had three home runs in his first 45 games, had two home runs in the first six innings of this game. Rosario, the base runner at second. Susak, line drive, base hit into right field. Rosario will be sent home. The throw will be nowhere near in time. Daniel Susak, 4-for-4, five runs driven in. Lined an 0-1 pitch the opposite way into right center field. That scores Rosario. The wild pitch comes back to haunt Taylor Rashi. Boy, Daniel Susak is... had himself an absolute ball game. So the Hounds get the run back here in the top of the seventh inning. They lead it now 9-2. Brendan Malone, and he takes a called strike. By the way, last July, Daniel Susak hit .360 for Lansing. He was called up in late August to the Rockhounds last season. Pitches down and away for a ball, 1-1. He has been swinging the bat, as we said, so very well has Susak. He's 4-for-4 in this game. Since May 8th, he's been hitting .330, and that was before the 4-for-4. And he'd driven in some runs, that's for sure. Pitches a high strike, it's 1-2 to Brendan Malone. But in those 29 games, hitting .330, that's coming into this one since May 8th. Two home runs, 13 driven in. Well, he has two home runs and five driven in this game. Boy, amazing. Go all the way back to April 26th, hitting .129. Pitch swung on, that sent sharply. Shortstop can't get there. Base hit under Cintron's glove. Brendan Malone is 2-for-4. Susak stops. Say that three times really fast. Susak stops at second base. So the Rockhounds, three base hits in this inning. And 14 now for the game. So Rashi has now given up two runs on four base hits. The batter is Jordan Groshans, who homered a line drive to the grass berm in right field his last time. Takes a little outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes, off speed pitch. For the Hounds with two men on, two men out in the inning, and one run across on Daniel Susak's fifth run batted in of this game. Pitch will get there, called strike at the knees. Count goes 1-1. Jordan Groshans wheels that bat around a couple of times. Right-hander Taylor Rashi comes set. Delivery swung and fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes. Teams continued this portion of this week's six games between these clubs, split evenly between here at Hodgetown, and then the 4th, 5th, and 6th, beginning on the 4th of July, this coming Thursday, home at Momentum Bank Ballpark for Independence Day. Start of a 9-game homestand. Arkansas coming to town. Swing a little shot into center field, a base hit. Good piece of hitting by Groshans. Here comes the throw from Tower from center field, but it'll be cut off. RBI single, Jordan Groshans. 2-run home run his last time, RBI single this time. Well, I'd love to get a second look at that swing of the bat. Looked like he shortened up with two strikes in the count. Set a line drive into center field. Brendan Malone stops at second base. 3 runs on 5 hits allowed by Rashi. And the Hounds now, after losing yesterday 10-1, lead Amarillo 10-2. Jeremy Ironman, the batter, 0-for-3 in this game. First and second, two men out, another run across. Ironman swings, fouls it back, and the count is 0-1. Jeremy at 218 coming into the ballgame. 3 home runs. He has 10 driven in. A solid series at San Antonio. He went 5-for-18, 278. Swinging a foul straight back. 0-2 the count. Well, you'd take that the rest of the way, wouldn't you? Right-handed hitter with that exceptional glove. Boy, made a strong throw just a few moments ago to complete an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play, and the Hounds have now turned that around to the tune of a couple of runs to get the run back. Here's a drive to left field off Ironman's bat, and that is high, and that is deep, and that is up, and that is gone. Sidewalk souvenir, Jeremy Ironman, a line drive out of here to left field. And that is a 3-run home run. The Hounds, boy, you can love this place or quite the opposite. Right now, the Rockhounds are having a great time at Hodgetown. That is 6 home runs for the Rockhounds in this game. And boy, for Taylor Rashi, he has now given up 6 runs on 6 hits. And he has done that in an inning and a third. The Rockhounds lead it 13-2. 6 home runs, 2 for Daniel Susak, each with a man on base. Jack Winkler went solo in the third, Susak in the first and sixth. Jordan Groshans with a man on in the sixth. Denzel Clark solo in the sixth. And now Jeremy Ironman with 2 men on in the top of the seventh inning. And the batter now will be Denzel Clark, and activity will continue in the bullpen for Amarillo. Denzel takes for ball 1-1-0. The Rockhounds have been one of the top run-scoring teams in Double-A baseball on the year. A swing and a miss, it's 1-1. They were largely, not entirely, but largely kept under wraps in the San Antonio series. But boy, this evening, a baker's dozen on the board. 5 in the 6th and 5 more here in the 7th. Boy, this has to be, if you're a member of the Amarillo pitching staff, pitches up high 2-1. Well, I mean, you know it, you accept it, you know it coming in, but man, this has got to be a tough place to pitch. I mean, it really does. Swing and a miss by Denzel. Count is 2-2. Denzel, some sartorial splendor tonight, has the bright orange batting gloves and a bright orange jersey on. Stretched by Rashi, pitch to D, a swing and a miss, and out on strikes, but hasn't struck out much in the San Antonio series, and that's the first one in his last couple of ball games. And he has a home run and a 2-for-4 ball game. Well, you'll take a strikeout if you do anything near that, but the Hounds score 5 times again in the inning. And this time it's 5 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we'll go to the bottom half of inning number 7. A little trivia coming up for you. about baseball on the television. Seventh inning stretch time here in Hodgetown. Rockhounds 13, Sock Poodles 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-doodleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning, and boy, it has been something here tonight. Rockhounds with a half dozen home runs, and they lead it 13-2, 16 base hits for the Hounds in this ballgame. James Gonzalez will go back to the mound. He'll face Christian Robinson, Jesus Valdez, and then back up top for Giancarlo Cintron. But you know, before the Rockhounds turned that double play to end the bottom half of the sixth inning, and of course it was 8-2, but it was 8-2 with the bases loaded and one man out. And I promise you, that does not feel all that comfortable at all. Not in this yard. Christian Robinson takes a pitch. I have no idea where that missed, but apparently it did. One ball, no strikes to count. Robinson 1-for-2 with a single and a pop out to third base. Right-handed hitter made a terrific defensive play to start this ball game. It's called strike 1-1. Well, on our trivia, 1941. Baseball on the television. And that was brand spanking new. Bouncer foul, wide at third, one ball, two strikes. A little two-parter for you. WNBT. That's kind of cool. WNBT-TV New York broadcast the game between the Dodgers and the Phillies at Ebbets Field, the classic ballpark in Brooklyn, New York. The broadcast featured a television first, not just for the baseball game. Pitch down low. Had never been done before on television. What was it? Was it a commercial, a center field camera, video replay, or a color commentator? 2-2 pitch. Drops low. Full count, 3-2 to Robinson. First time ever on TV, first ever baseball broadcast as well. First time ever, though, what did they have? A commercial, a center field camera, video replay, bouncer foul, count stays full, or a color commentator. Well, I already eliminated one of those because I said first ever baseball game, so I don't know if they had a center field camera. And actually, it wasn't really entirely the first ever baseball game telecast, because that same station had done one in very limited telecast. It's a called third strike fastball at 90, and for some reason, Robinson just froze on it. He's out on strikes. Three strikeouts for Gonzalez. So I'm going to make this part of it easy. And this is kind of cool. Now, this was the first time ever in television history, a commercial. Yeah, the TV had been around a little bit. First ever commercial. Good thing, bad thing, I don't know. Ground ball down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Jesus Valdez sends that one into the left field corner. Caden Trinkle digs it out. Boy, that ball right over the bag, down the line. And Valdez on at second base. Top of the order now, Giancarlo Cintron. He has bounced out three times, once to short, twice to second. The second of those bounce outs back in the third inning drove in a side Poodles run. So Cintron is the batter, one man on and one man down. Six hits now allowed by James Gonzalez, swinging a foul back. Count 0-1 to Cintron. Now, first ever commercial, first ever television commercial appeared in a baseball game, Dodgers and Phillies on this date. Now, this is actually the part I like better. My favorite part of the A and B. What was the product that was advertised? First ever pitch. Boy, just missed, I guess. One ball, one strike. Was it Bulova Watches? The Empire Diner? Macy's Department Store? Pitch down low, ball two, two and one. Or the 1941 Ford Super Deluxe Business Coupe. First ever TV commercial ever came during a baseball game on this date. At the great Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Pitch to Cintron. That's a strike. Count goes two and two. Crowd didn't like it. What were they advertising? Bulova Watches? The Empire Diner? Macy's? Or the 1941 Ford Super Deluxe Business Coupe? Pitch to Cintron. Sliced foul. Not by much. Down the right field line and out of play. Count stays two and two. Bulova Watches, Empire Diner, Macy's, or the 1941 Ford Super Deluxe Business Coupe. I'll tell you why I absolutely love it. Creativity was somewhat lacking. Pitch up and in, 3-2. One man on, one man out. Bottom of the seventh, Rock Counts 13 and Amarillo 2. Caleb Roberts on deck for the Sod Poodles. Stadium lights taking more and more effect as Gonzalez delivers full count. That ball hit left field and deep. Trinkle turns and watches, finds the base of the wall. RBI single. It's the second time Caden has played one off the left field wall. The end of score is Valdez. Giancarlo Cintron with a single off the left field wall. That was really nicely played by Trinkle. Ball narrowly missed getting out of here. Bounced off the wall. Caden played it, turned it through into second on a hop, and Cintron, who was not slow, had to hold on at first base. So that's two runs on seven hits now allowed by James Gonzalez. Pitch misses to Caleb Roberts, 1-0. Well, the answer to part two of our non-Googleable, and you might have Googled it by now. Let's see, what was it not? The Empire Diner is real, by the way. Here's a line drive right field, but it's right at Henry Bolte, and he'll make the catch. Boy, that is pretty good Webster's Dictionary, if he had one for baseball definition, for a hard out. That ball was lined to right field. Two down in the inning with a run across, and the batter is Tim Towle. The Empire Diner was a real diner, but no, they didn't have the TV commercial. Macy's was, of course, a very famous, still is, I guess, department store, very famous in 1941. That was a big deal. Big time. Pitch down low for a ball to Tawa. But not one Macy's. The 1941 Ford Super Deluxe Business Coupe. That is an actual car, but that was not the featured item. Bulova Watches. First ever TV commercial. Swinging a hard hit ball down the third baseline, and then it gets under Groshen's glove, and down the line it goes. That'll drive home a run, and going to drive home. Yep, the run easily, and stopping at second with a double is Tawa. Cintron scores all the way from first base on a double down the line by Tim Tawa. And it's 13-4. Runner in scoring position. Tawa with his second base hit of this ball game, and again, that was right down the line. So Gonzalez now three runs on eight base hits. This one's turning into one of those Hodgetown games. I said a long time ago in this broadcast, had 25 miles an hour of wind blowing out the left field. Love to have known if Las Vegas did such things, what the over-under would be for runs scored in this game. There's now 17 of them called strike to Matt Beatty. One for three with a Blair single. That commercial that appeared on WNBT, and it was just one, it was right before the first pitch. Pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2. The creative meeting didn't go on very long, or they didn't have much to deal with. It was a static image. Basically, it was a picture on camera of a watch pitched to the dirt, one and two. So it is what is known as a static image of a watch, a bull of a watch, and the company's name. And it was a one-minute commercial. So for 1 minute, just to get that point across, they had a bull of a watch on camera with Bulova somehow also there. For 1 minute, pitch misses, two balls, two strikes. First ever TV commercial. So they've gotten a little more creative over the years, I would think. But yeah, that was the very first one, and it came during a baseball game on this date. Dodgers and Phillies at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. It's down low for a ball, 3-2. Two men down, two runs in. Man on at second, Tim Tawa. By the way, I was trying to find some nice, really cool New York, you know, restaurant kind of name, and saw a picture of the Empire Diner. Very cool. Pitch from Gonzalez. Ball hit high in the air, right center field. Denzel with room. Boy, deep. Falls down and makes the catch. Slipped on the gravelly track in deep right center field. But he makes the catch, does Denzel, quite literally in a cloud of dust. So a well-hit ball. It's two runs on four base hits. I'm sorry, on three base hits, forgive me. No errors and a man left on base. So a whole big bunch of offense going on in this one. Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen a little deeper here as we go to the top half of the eighth inning after seven complete. Rockhounds 13, Sod Poodles 4.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Emilene Montilla on the pitch in the eighth inning. Boy, he will come into a ball game that has seen, boy, a bundle of offense. Taylor Rashi goes an inning and two-thirds. He gives up six hits, six runs. They are all earned. He didn't walk a batter, struck out two at a wild pitch. And Montilla comes on in the eighth inning. And he will face 9-1 and 2 in the order. That'll lead off with Caden Trenkel, then back up top for Jason Rosario and Jack Winkler. Rockhounds 13 and Amarillo 4 through seven innings of baseball in Hodgetown. The totals right after this first delivery as Caden stands in 0 for 3. And now Gregorio Petit is having a discussion with our home plate umpire, not quite sure what we have going on here. Might be something, they're showing a missing panel on the outfield wall somewhere on camera, just off the batter's eye in center field, so that may have just come loose, don't know. I think that was the subject of the conversation. Caden Trenkel takes ball one from Emilene Montilla. Montilla, right-hander, delivers, and Caden slices one. That's a fair ball, going to dribble down the left field line. Inside-out swing, and Caden Trenkel a double. Boy, a little, and that ball was spinning like a top. It was, he's left-handed, so it was slicing. It went past the bag fair, hit in fair ground, and spun into foul territory, so Caden Trenkel had been, until then, the only Rockhound yet to reach base. But every Rockhound has been on in this game, and that is hit number 17 including that base hit. Hounds 13 runs on 17 hits. Sod Poodles 4 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. Swinging strike to Jason Rosario, count 0-1. Jason 2 for 4, 2 singles and a run scored. Hounds 13, Amarillo 4. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. So Montilla, third pitcher out of the bullpen for the Sod Poodles. Pitch swung on, and that is hard hit. Going to be handled nicely in a backhand. Second baseman Jesus Valdez advancing to third is Caden Trinkle. And that's a nice play by Valdez. Of course, the game isn't particularly close at all, but that's nicely turned on the backhanded stop. Coming to third base is Caden Trinkle. Ground out to second base, one away, and the batter is Jack Winkler. Jack 1 for 3. Solo home run in the third. He was hit by a pitch, stole the base, and scored in the sixth. Sends one to right field. It'll run out of steam at the track, but that is going to be more than deep enough. Drive and a run. That's his 41st ribby, his second of the game. Jack Winkler, sacrifice fly, deep right field. So the Hounds get a leadoff double by Caden Trinkle. And they have now made this a 10-run ball game. That ball was well hit deep to right field, where Robinson tracked it down with no problem, but no way you're going to get... Well, you get the runner, so it's 14-4. Oop, we have a bit of paraphernalia from the batting circle, which needs to be removed. Good eyes from Brandon Tipton, our first base umpire, who spotted that. So a double, a bounce out, and a sack fly. Hounds manufacture one here in the eighth inning to extend the lead to 10. Henry Bolte takes down low for a ball. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Making his double-A debut. And it doesn't take you long to understand there's a ground ball up the middle, a base hit for Bolte. Boy, this kid, he is fun to watch. So, in his double-A debut, Bolte is 3 for 4. A walk, a steal and a run in the first, single and a caught stealing, single and he was thrown out trying to advance to second on a throw home, a strikeout, and another single. Henry not likely, of course, to be running here. It's 14-4, but he will run. He has, again, as MLB.com describes it, elite speed. Now here is Daniel Susak. Swings, center grounder, nicely snared at third base. Throw is in time. Ivan Melendez. A quick step to his left and took hit number 5 away from Daniel Susak with a terrific play. Defense has not been Ivan Melendez's calling card, but it was on that play. That was absolutely going to be 5 for 5 for Daniel Susak, and Melendez made a terrific play. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rockhounds have added a run. It's the Hounds 14, the Sod Poodles 4.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
We'll
Bottom half of the eighth inning, James Gonzalez to face Ivan Melendez made that terrific defensive play to end the top half of the inning. Swings and fouls, one away, and it's 0-1. Melendez, 2-for-3 at the dish on the night. Strikeout, a single, one of two off the left field wall. The other a few minutes ago by Cintron. Pitch to Melendez, swung on and missed. Off-speed pitch had him out in front, 0-2. Tyler Baum is set to go and throwing hard in the bullpen just below us. James Gonzalez coming on in the fourth inning. Giving up 3 runs on 8 hits. But again, this is a ballpark built for offense. And Ron Acher is chipping in tonight. Pitch high for a ball. It's 1-2. I mean, absolutely premium conditions. Right field is pretty much always reachable here. The fence isn't very tall, and that berm just seems to be a baseball magnet. Swinging a foul back, it's 1-2. And left field is not deep by any stretch. Power Alley here is in the, I don't think they even really publish it, somewhere in the 350 range. And it's 325 down the left field line. Swing and a miss. And Melendez out on strikes. Center field goes in at 400 feet, and there's a little, it's an unusual center field just in the way of the shape. So center field is pretty well, I guess, standard, if you will. The grass berm runs from the foul pole all the way out toward the batter's eye. And again, the baseball does seem to find that berm pretty easily. A.J. Vukovic takes down low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. A.J., 2 strikeouts and an RBI single. And you get wind blowing out as strong as it has been to left field. And well, this ballpark, it's tough to, that'll be a tough pitcher's yard. And that wind has really not relented much at all. It dropped to 19 for a while, but it's back up above 20 miles per hour. Blowing out to left. Pitch down and away, and the count goes 2-1. And Tyler Baum is throwing hard, so he is ready to come in as needed, would be my guess. Yep, Shane McGuire turning and watching the game for a moment now. The pitch swung on, sent to third base, handled by Groshans. Jordan's throw is in time, 2 down. Jordan Groshans with a home run in this game. It's his first RBIs as a member of the Rockhounds. He's driven in 3. He's 2-for-4 with a home run and a single. And Gregorio Petit went jogging out to the mound. So we'll see if this is going to be a visit or is that going to be it. Well, again, pats on the back, so that'll tell you James's night is done. Well, 3 runs on 8 base hits. And in this ballpark on this night, and he gives the glove-to-glove five to all the guys on the mound. I love it. James's numbers will suffer a little bit, but he pitched well. And again, his last five, he has been really good. Tyler Baum will come on. Not just in terms of power, but just, again, the sense of pitching in this park. It is really, it's a major challenge, and it's different than any other place in this league. So that's 4 2/3 innings for James Gonzalez. Again, 8 base hits. Gives up 3 hits or 3 runs. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 4. Had 1 wild pitch. He is the pitcher of record. Jack Perkins went the first 3, gave up a run on 2 base hits. And Tyler Baum is on to pitch for the Rockhounds, who lead this game with a score of 14-4. Make sure the numbers we gave you are correct. 14 runs, 18 base hits for the Rockhounds in this game. 4 runs on 10 hits for Amarillo. The Rockhounds, of their 14 base hits, 6 of them have been home runs. They have 3 2-run home runs through the Hounds, 2 of them by Daniel Susak, 1 by Jordan Groshans, and a 3-run home run for Jeremy Ironman. solo home runs for Denzel and Jack Winkler. So Tyler Baum out of the Rockhounds bullpen with two down in the eighth inning. And he'll face Kevin Graham with the bases empty and two away. Tyler, hard-throwing right-hander, making his 17th appearance. 4.43 is the earned run average. 20 and a third innings, 18 base hits. And he delivers and will miss to Kevin Graham for ball one. Graham 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Struck out in the fourth and bounced into that only good 4-6-3 inning ending double play a couple of innings ago. It takes since ball two, 2-0. So Tyler in 20 and a third innings, 18 base hits, 14 walks, 26 strikeouts. Delivery is a bouncer back to the mound, and Baum is just going to take it himself to the bag. Why not? His momentum off the mound took him right at the bag at first, and why slow down? He just went there and ran right over the bag for the out. So the Sod Poodles go up and down in order for the fourth time, in fact, in this ballgame. As Tyler Baum gets the last out of the eighth. So to the top half of the ninth inning we go. We're at Hodgetown and Amarillo, and the Rockhounds with a 10-run lead. It's the Hounds 14 and the Sod Poodles 4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge is invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning we go. Rockhounds 14, Sod Poodles 4. First pitch is lashed into right field. Boy, a base hit for Brennan Malone. Brennan's got a three-hit game. Three for his last three, in fact. Opposite field line drive single into right field. So one man out at the top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds lead this ball game 14-4. Emilin Montilla giving up the base hit. Jordan Groshans, the batter, takes down low for ball. Jordan with a 2-for-4 ball game. Two-run home run and an RBI single. First homer and first three runs batted in as a member of the Rockhounds. It's inside for a ball, 2-0. Again, just 8 days ago, acquired by the A's from the Yankees in the J.D. Davis trade. Cracks me up. The A's actually sent the Yankees money in addition to that. Okay. Pitches a bouncing ball back to the mound. Emilin drops it, retrieves it, throws to first not very well, but it's gloved by Matt Beatty. Well, always an adventure when a pitcher is making the throw. So down to second goes Malone. 1-3 goes the putout. It took a while to get there, but get there it did. Now the batter, Jeremy Ironman. 1-for-4 with a 3-run home run. Hounds with a half dozen home runs in this game. Pitch on the way from Mantilla. That's fouled back, and the count is 0-1. this ballpark will always lend itself to a lot of home runs. Amarillo in all of Double-A baseball, fourth this season in home runs. Tulsa leads. There's a swing, or pitch rather, up and away. Forgive me, one ball and one strike. Beg your pardon, got ahead of himself. Drillers then. One Oak Field is a very hitter-friendly ballpark as well. Not nearly as much as this, but home runs are pretty frequent at One Oak as well. Drillers lead all Double-A. Roller to second base. Quick throw, and boy, just in time. Hireman, good hustle, but there to make the play was Jesus Valdez. He's made a couple of nice plays in this game. Jeremy bounces out. Advancing to third is Brendan Malone, and the batter is Denzel Clark. Denzel 2-for-4 with a single, a caught stealing, and a solo home run. Home run, his ninth, RBI, his 33rd. Amarillo left-hander delivers up and away. It is Montilla for ball 1-1-0. Hounds and Sod Poodles tomorrow evening, 7:05 is our first pitch, and then Wednesday at 6:05. Interesting festivities here celebrating Independence Day. Don't know exactly what they have in mind, but they'll start the game at 6:05 on Wednesday. Chopper foul off toward the third base side, 1-1 to Denzel. Hounds and Sod Poodles on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 4, 5, and 6 at Rocky Town, 7 o'clock first pitch, post-game fireworks, a hat trick all three nights. Pitch drops low, 2-1. Runner at third, one man down, top of the ninth inning. Hounds 14, Sod Poodles 4. Hounds lead the season series 8-4. They took 4 out of 6 in their first visit here, and 4 out of 6 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Pitch drops low to Denzel, 3-1. Mentioned an oddity of the schedule when the teams play the next three of this set, the last three of the six games of this series this week. Going to be the second and final visit for the Sod Poodles. So they will play only, or second visit rather for the Rockhounds, and final visit here. Fly ball, straightaway center, Tim Tawa there, and he'll make the catch. So the inning comes to an end. No runs on Brendan Malone's base hit, his third of this ball game. And we'll see. It should be, I'm guessing, up. Tyler Baum will go back to the mound and try to close out a series opening win for the Rockhounds. When the bats have come up big tonight, we'll go to the bottom half of the ninth inning with the Rockhounds leading the Sod Poodles by the score of 14-4.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning in Amarillo at Hodgetown. 8-9-1 in the Sod Poodles order of the Christian Robinson, Jesus Valdez, and Giancarlos Cintron. Team's doing, of course, with travel the way the schedule now is laid out. You don't do this anymore. You don't, for example, play on a Sunday at San Antonio and then play on Monday in Amarillo. This is an exception, the only Monday game of the season to begin to kind of spread out and to make the 4th of July celebration that week and the days around the 4th, try to make that as equitable for everybody as you can. Try to let all 10 teams have an Independence Day celebration of sorts, even if it isn't directly on the 4th. But used to do this all the time, and man, feels strange Called strike to Christian Robinson, 0-1. That six-game series, of course, have always been or largely a part of the Texas League over the majority, at least of our time together. Called strike, it's 0-2. Not necessarily the entire season as they virtually are now, but the Monday off and then the Tuesday through Sunday, boy, it has made travel in this league so much more palatable. Pitch up and in for a ball, it's 1-2. Hounds played last evening in San Antone. Teams, of course, will do that turnaround again Wednesday to Thursday. The shortest trip for both of these teams. But still quick turnaround, so some travel involved this week. Roller to short, Ironman there. Jeremy sets up, throws, and got him. One man down, bottom of the ninth inning as Robinson bounces out. And the batter is Jesus Valdez. About 3.5 hours, I guess maybe just a tinge more than that by bus. It's only one really short trip, in fact, in the entire Texas League South Division, and that is San Antonio to Corpus Christi. And those teams are doing that for the 4th of July week. That one's about 2 hours at most. Everything else takes a while. Pitch drops to the dirt, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Valdez on the evening is 1-for-2. Gorgeous sacrifice bunt. He's popped to first and doubled and scored. Swings and fouls one back. One ball and one strike. Rockhounds lead it 14-4. A lot of baseball going on here tonight. Well, that being said, the game is about the 2-hour, 40-minute mark. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-1. Guarantee you this is in that 3:15 to 3:30 mark in the old days prior to the pitch clock. By the way, tomorrow, I meant to mention this earlier, we have got a pitching matchup that is absolutely sensational. Pitch is popped in the air, foul ball, left side. Yumin Lin, very high prospect for Arizona. 1-2, 5.90 ERA, but throw that out right out the window. He is really talented. And Gunnar Hoglund, who has been absolutely sensational and better and better and better over this season for the Hounds. A swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Valdez is out on strikes. And the Hounds are out away from opening this series with a victory. Boy, Gunnar Hoglund, month of June, absolutely outstanding, as was Blake Beers, by the way. We'll see Blake. Look on Thursday night. Yeah, he draws the 4th of July start at Momentum Bank Ballpark. But Gunner tomorrow against Yumin Lin. Man, that should be good stuff. And in a very challenging pitching environment. Pitch up and in for a ball. 1-0, top of the order. Giancarlos Cintron, 1-for-4. Couple of RBIs, a single to run scored. Fly ball right field. Plenty of room. Well, this is appropriate. Henry Bolte, welcome to Double-A Baseball. And makes a friend with a gentle toss of the baseball onto the berm. The ball game over. Henry will jog over to do the high fives. Whoops, that was their downstairs microphone getting unplugged. And I should have been better prepared for that. The outfielders have the little celebration in shallow center field. Henry Bolte. Folks, I'm telling you, Colby Thomas, of course, is now at Triple-A. This guy is a Colby Thomas type of player, and I think you know how high a compliment I mean that to be. He is flat out going to be fun, and he's a top 10 prospect. Henry was part of a lot of offense tonight, scored the first run of this game, in fact, and wound up going 3-for-4 in his Double-A debut. Rockhounds win it by a final score of 14-4. We'll take a look at the numbers on the other side of this timeout. Gentlemen, long trip across the state of Texas and a heck of a debut here at Hodgetown. Hounds win it. Final totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
There were a bunch of them. We hit it about what would the over-under be if Las Vegas did a number of runs in the game at Hodgetown with the wind blowing out to left field at 25 miles an hour. I probably would have put the over-under right about where it is, 18 runs scored in this ball game, but the Rockhounds got a big old bunch of them tonight. 14 runs, 19 base hits, no errors, 14-19-0. Amarillo, 4 runs on 10 base hits and 1 error, 14-10-1. Home runs, a half dozen of them. In order of appearance, Daniel Susak with a man on in the first, that is his fourth. Jack Winkler solo in the third, that's his fifth, and by the way, was his 40th RBI. Daniel Susak, yep, again, two-run home run, sixth inning, fifth of the season. Same inning, Jordan Groshans, two-run home run, first with the Rockhounds. Denzel Clark, still in the sixth inning, solo home run, his ninth of the year. Jeremy Ironman caps it, a three-run home run in the seventh inning, his fourth of the season. Winning pitcher in this ballgame will be James Gonzalez. Again, gives up a little bit, but in this ballpark, again, all things considered, the nature of this ballgame, he pitched really, really well. So the win will go to James Gonzalez, and the loss will go to Spencer Giesting. Giesting falls now to 2-1, and the ERA, boy, think this ballpark isn't tough. Went from 3.09 to 5.82. This is his third start. But again, it was certainly a rough one. James Gonzalez gets the win in relief. He's 4-2 with a 3.81 earned run average. Jack Perkins, by the way, started to look good. Went three innings, one run on a couple of base hits, a walk, and four driven in. The Rockhounds now back to 10 games over 500 on the season at 43-33. And 3-4 in the second half. 3-4 also, of course, on the road trip. This is the start of the second half of the season. Well, we won't take long to do it, just to get a tip of the cap to the guys who win. There are quite a few of them who just had tremendous ball games tonight. We'll do that on the other side of this quick timeout, and we'll wrap things up at Hodgetown in just a moment. Final score tonight, the Rockhounds 14, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles 4.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Well, we certainly won't recap this entire game for you because obviously that's a whole big bunch going on. But the Rockhounds took a 3-0 lead. Home runs by Daniel Susak with a man on in the first inning. Jack Winkler solo in the third. Sod Poodles answered with a run in the bottom half of the third inning. Made it 3-1. But the Hounds scored five times in the sixth inning, and then five times more in the seventh. And in between, in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Sod Poodles got a couple of runs, but had, again, or got one run, rather, but had the bases loaded, one out. Hounds turned a really nice 4-6-3 double play. And that was Winkler to Ironman and on to Malone, and then scored five more in the seventh inning, and that certainly put the ball game pretty well away. So 14 on 19, 14 runs on 19 hits. Daniel Susak led the way 4-for-5 with two home runs and five driven in. Daniel Susak has been absolutely on a roll, and tonight, in a ballpark that is certainly made for it, he added power to the terrific run that he's been on. Three hit games tonight for Brennan Malone. He went 3-for-5, scored twice. And Henry Bolte, in his double-A debut, 3-for-4 plus a walk. He scored a run, stole a base, had three base hits in the game. That is one Dickens of a double-A debut. Two base hits in the game for Jason Rosario. Two base hits for Jordan Groshans, including a home run. He drove in three. Denzel Clark had two base hits in this game as well. And among the other guys with one base hit, Jack Winkler went 1-for-3, but drove in two and scored two at a solo home run. Jeremy Ironman went just 1-for-5, but the one was a three-run home run in this ball game. So everybody got on base at least once, and 14 runs on 19 base hits. That'll win you a lot of ball games, and that was the case here at Hodgetown. As mentioned, great pitching matchup tomorrow. Yumin Lin against Gunnar Hoglund. Gunnar has been as good as, boy, anybody in double-A of late. Yumin Lin, a very high prospect for Arizona, and that should be a really intriguing matchup. Of course, don't know what Mother Nature will do tomorrow. The conditions were really just, I guess, kind of what you would expect this kind of a game to result from, with the wind blowing out and blowing out hard to left field. So we'll see what Ma Nature has in store tomorrow and what these two teams will do. That'll be the second of a quick three-game series here, and the teams, remember, heading for Momentum Bank Ballpark beginning on the 4th of July, 4th, 5th, and 6th at Rocky Town. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards in Amarillo, where the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 14-4, and until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red, goodnight, Leo, goodnight, Mr. Scully, and goodnight, my friends, from Hodgetown and the Panhandle.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.